You know, very, very good point. You and I'm going to have to leave it there. I would frankly like to do the next 3 hours, but unfortunately I can't because the rather wonderful Mr. Jake Yap is here. But thank you so much to Ewan Spence, the editor of Eurovision Song Contest Insight website, who takes it so much more seriously than everyone I ever met. But
it's a very serious business, Julia.
Oh my God, let go.
I have a few things I'd like to say, Julia.
I'm kidding.
The key thing is, can I say, what have you done with John Holmes? He was away on
Nothing.
Holiday.
He's
you
fine.
Were here.
Shut up.
And then he came back and he's gone again.
Look.
Did you say something?
I hacked him. And I will release him as soon as people pay in Bitcoin the appropriate amount of money.
Never going to happen.
It's not 230 quid, I'll tell
you've got 15 seconds. What's happening on your show?
Hacking.
Excellent.
That's it. Well, that's it, really.
That's all we're going to do. Brilliant. That works for me. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Holmes may or may not be back when we pay the Bitcoin ransom. But send your donations in. I've got an update on the headlines. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle.
That's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
No, I definitely don't believe that. Hello, it's Jake Yap. I'm as surprised as you are. In for John Holmes. We wish him well. Before we start the show, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, NHS cyber attack could have been prevented. Search for murdered schoolgirl. And singer glad not to be Brexit girl at Eurovision.
Talk Radio.
NHS Digital has revealed that trusts were sent details of a potential IT security patch that would have protected them from hackers. One in five health trusts were crippled by the ransomware attack, which had 200,000 victims around the world. Dr. Robert Pritchard, the founder of cybersecurityexpert.com, has told Talk Radio how the patch would have worked.
Software companies will push out updates, fixes for these bugs, and that's what we call patches. They don't generally push out whole new versions of the software just to fix every small flaw. They push out what's called a patch, which just repairs the broken bit of code.
Police are searching for the body of a schoolgirl in garages in Essex 16 years after she disappeared. Danielle Jones's uncle was convicted of her murder, but her remains have never been found. UKIP is accusing Theresa May of stealing its policies. Economic spokesman Patrick O'Flynn says it's galling that the Tories are donning so many of their clothes in this election. The MEP has also hit out the Conservatives' pledge to expand workers' rights, including unpaid leave to care for elderly relatives.
People will recognise that as an unfair burden of uncertainty for small businesses and also as the government papering over the cracks of the structural damage it's done to the social care system through £4 billion worth of cuts.
Moore's murderer Ian Brady is reportedly close to death. The Sun claims the 79-year-old is receiving palliative care at Ashworth Hospital on Merseyside. There are calls for sign language to be taught in schools. The National Deaf Children's Society wants it to be included in the curriculum to break down barriers. And Lucy Jones says she's relieved no one brought up the issue of Brexit at Eurovision. The former X Factor contestant achieved the UK's highest score in 8 years with 111 points, but Portugal won.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's going to be a wet afternoon for many with plenty of clouds and rainy spells. Also windy, especially in the north and west, highs of 18 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. How nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. What a surprise, Jake.
Did you have a nice weekend, did you?
It was all right. How was yours?
Or did you like climb four mountains and water ski and stuff? Like, you always do all this
active young person stuff. No, I mean, I drank a lot of cider and ate a lot of food.
Brilliant.
That's all I did.
I did half of that.
Oh, okay.
Not the fun part. Never mind. Will you be doing, like, obviously John isn't here today, but otherwise business as usual. Can we expect bonus news at 3:30?
I mean, if you're demanding it, yes.
Well, it's coercion. It's been done on air, so
okay, so it's happening.
That'll be at 3:30. And what are we up to today? Animal, vegetable, mineral, or
I think it might be animal news.
No. I think you might be fibbing.
What gives you that idea?
I think you might be fibbing. Cornelius is here. What are we up to today on the bonus news? Hey there, mate. It's going to be slick as the show. A bit overprepared, but there you go.
What
bonus news are we up to?
Victoria
went, I think it might be animal, which suggests
of course she would.
It isn't animal.
I think we're at mineral.
Mm. No, I don't think that's possible.
It's mineral news.
Mineral news at 3:30. There you go. That's coercion.
I have.
That's how coercion works. Brilliant.
But you might not know the rules, Jake, because you're not here very often.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
But it starts new on Monday.
No, it doesn't.
It goes to animal.
Alphabetically. Is that how I see. Yeah. I see. How naive of me. Yeah. Mineral news at 3:30 with Victoria Bourne. Here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea return to Stamford Bridge this evening as Premier League champions. They host Watford after sealing the title with a 1-0 win at West Brom on Friday night. Boss Antonio Conte says his players deserve a lot of credit for trusting in his ways since he took over.
Every single manager can have a good idea of football, but if you haven't the availability of your players, it's impossible to reach this target.
One of Manchester City's 2014 Premier League title winners has retired. Argentina international Martin De Michelis, who's 36, played three seasons for City, helping them clinch the title during his first campaign. The club were League Cup winners that year as well. Finally, British tennis number 3, Aliash Bedene and Kyle Edmund are in first round action at the Italian Open today. Heather Watson starts her campaign at the Slovakia Open. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favourite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Good afternoon. How are you? It's Jake. I'm in for John Holmes today. And, as delighted as I am surprised to be here. But we're going to make it work. It's going to sound horribly over-rehearsed, this show. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's nice to see you, Cornelius.
Hello. Yeah, it's good to see you,
yeah,
Jake.
It's nice.
I don't know why I would say that now. We've been seeing each other.
Obviously, I got in at 6.
Yeah.
Literally the first time I've seen you was when you walked into the studio. But it's got all the usual stuff that you'd expect from a low-cost cover show. So who knows? We may have Toppling Juncture. I literally don't know. But there's a running order somewhere. We're going to be going through the papers in a moment with Johnny. And we've got...
the leader we're doing today.
Are we doing Follow the Leader?
Yeah, that's
I thought
him.
We would be. That's good. And also we've got some exclusive audio. The National Emergency Hacking Helpline has been set up, and we've got some phone calls from that to share with you. All of that and much, much less right here on Talk Radio.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not only that, I even had a shower. There's this thing that happens. This is not a big thing or anything, right? But it sort of It's getting to me now. They do this thing. You know the pre-recorded announcements on trains?
Yes.
So, and it's all like, it's parcel, it's little packets of words, and it's all strung together by a computer. So it's like, you know, platform 4 for the 21:05 service to your mum's garage. Like, it's that kind of, right? Yeah. So, and the thing is that they have this pre-recorded announcement strung together on all my trains, right? Going down to King's Cross. And there's obviously a bit where it's supposed to name the company. Now, I don't know if the company's, like, in dispute, or they ran out of money, or they didn't get around to recording the new name of the new company that has this franchise for this railway line. So they just omit it. But it just sounds, it sounds like such disdain, because there's this little pause, and it says, welcome aboard this service to King's Cross. Because obviously it's supposed to be like Trans-Pennine French junk, you know, ventures or whatever. But it just service, like toilet, just sounds the same. Anyway, that's the only thing of any note that I've got to share with you. You're welcome. Let's talk to Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Jay. Nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you. Obviously, our paths don't cross that often.
But when they do, it's always a really nice opportunity.
It is a nice opportunity.
I think it's a nice opportunity.
For me, it's a great opportunity. No, for me, it's a gift. You know, was it not Eleanor Roosevelt who said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called Monday.
Very deep on a Monday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I've peaked now. It's just downhill from now on, so just relax. What have you found in the papers for us?
So we're going to start with the BAFTAs. Obviously, the BAFTAs were last night. Did you watch it at all?
God, yes! No. no, but the outfits were all very Cruella de Vil inspired, I saw.
Yeah, they were. I think the thing with the BAFTAs is it's recorded 2 hours before it goes out. So you start seeing the winners already, you know, 2 hours on, and it's like, you're not going to be able to stay away from Twitter, so it's just easier just to look at all the winners, and
I mean,
then...
Johnny, you could. You could stay away from
for
Twitter.
For 2 hours.
Turn off Twitter.
Are you kidding? 2 hours?
Yeah.
Definitely not. No, definitely not. Let's talk about some of the winners. So, the big one, and it's, you know, been all over the news this morning, is that Happy Valley won the drama series, and The Crown was actually nominated, you know, for 5 awards, and it didn't win any.
Oh, really?
Happy Valley, The Crown, what are you thinking?
Oh, it's so hard for me. I mean, I love Happy Valley. You know, everyone loves the Fonz and all of that. That's Happy Days. Don't know anything about it.
Happy Valley is really, really good. It's Sarah Lancashire stars in it. She's also in Last Tango of Halifax. She's been Coronation Street.
Yeah.
It's a Sally Rainwright drama, and she's one of the best kind of TV producers, I think, that we've got at the moment.
Right.
So I was really pleased it won it, although that series seemed so long ago, and that's the problem with BAFTAs and all these award shows, is that it's stuff from literally a year ago.
Right.
The thing of The Crown is it's a Netflix show, so it needed to get those nominations because it has done really well, but... Yeah. We can't forget that it's one of those shows that you're going to binge watch. So you're going to watch it in your own time. I've got friends who are watching it right now, and you'll do it through word of mouth. It's not like it's on BBC One at 9 o'clock, like Happy Valley. So naturally you're going to turn on because you're following a TV rotor. You're doing it because you want to watch it.
Yes. I see what you're saying.
By that logic, I've started watching Suits this weekend, so that should win.
That should
have won a BAFTA.
You need to watch 13 Reasons Why. If that doesn't win a BAFTA next year, then something will happen.
I voice all the promos for Suits. That's on Dave,
Did
isn't
you?
It?
I'm watching it on Netflix.
Oh, there you go. Do that.
Suits is on Dave.
Is it a Dave show?
Suits. I think they sort of put a bit of money into it. My understanding was that it wasn't that big a hit in the States.
Oh, really?
So it sort of got shored up a bit by Dave, who were like, yeah, we like it.
Hold on, is this Suits as in the big suits, like Mad Men and all those?
It's just people walking down a corridor throwing pieces of paper in the air. It's like the, you know, like in the old days, cop shows, it was cars driving through cardboard boxes because it doesn't damage the cars. You know, it doesn't cost that much money. Now, it's even cheaper. It's like people literally walking down the production office's corridors going, you are way out of line! And then just throwing paper up into the air.
They all back answer each other. That's all it is, answering back.
It's back chat.
You know, my mum would hate it.
Does that suit the Dave audience, though?
Well, Dave used to bill itself as the home of witty banter, and that is basically just... sort of executive American office banter, isn't it? I suppose.
I really like it anyway.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it, Cornelius. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, that's your hot tip for the BAFTAs 2018.
Suits.
Were you at that? Because, Johnny, you're very showbiz. People should follow you on Twitter. You're talking about Twitter, which you update quite regularly.
At Johnny Seafoot.
There you go. Were you at the BAFTAs? Did you manage to inveigle?
I wasn't. I was working all yesterday doing something else, and I was exhausted. And it was like, do I now sit down and watch the BAFTAs for 3 hours, or do I, you know, go out for dinner? So I went out for dinner instead.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Who were the big winners at dinner?
Yeah. Who took away the crown?
Well, we went for a big Turkish. It was a massive meze feast. So my friend Lawrence kind of won just eating, plowing through that meat. You know, yeah. No innuendos.
Morning. Good. Do you have another story for us there?
This is a really interesting one. It's dominating a lot of the papers today, and it's all about this school in Highgate called Highgate School in North London, which
Catchy
is a
name.
School for 3 to 18-year-olds, and they've decided
that's
they
not
want
many, is it? Very small school.
3 to 18-year-olds, not 3 to 18 pupils.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm sorry
for the children, 3 to 18.
Max. So they want to go down this route of having gender-neutral uniforms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of pros for it. It's, you know, basically for people who don't know how they want to identify themselves with which gender, and if they want to try it out. My personal opinion is that I think it's a bad move. For a couple of reasons. Number one, I think there's going to be too much of a stigma. So if you've got a boy wearing a dress, they're going to be stigmatised. Maybe not inside the school, but as soon as they leave the school. So it's very well having it inside the school building, but what happens when you get on the road? And this needs to start with education. So it needs to be you sitting in a classroom and being told this is okay to do if you want to do it. Not just shove, you know, the uniform on and, you know, that's okay. It needs to be proper educated that people know not to bully you for wearing a dress, and actually there's a deeper meaning behind it.
Okay, so, all right. So what you're saying, I mean, do we all have to dress like David Beckham did in that photo, you know, with the, what was it? It wasn't a kimono. What was the thing he had wrapped around him? It's like a little skirt thing. It's nice.
Well, that's the thing, but you say that, but then you're also going to form this kind of new subculture almost where you're going to have kids who don't exactly know what's going on, but their friend dressing up, so they think, oh, okay, I'll dress up as well. And then you've almost got this new subculture of people who are identifying by wearing the second uniform, but don't know why they're wearing that second uniform.
Well, it's tricky. Obviously, what I wouldn't want to say is that people's sort of self-identification in terms of their gender is a kind of cultural, subcultural thing. I think, you know, people who you know, people have very strong feelings about that and would argue that, you know, that's just who they are and this isn't a cultural elective thing necessarily. That said, it's high time we had a new subculture, if that's what you... Like, goths were like the last sub... When has there been a new... Like, you used to have... Like mods and rockers, right? And all of that stuff. Then you had like goths, like hippies. There hasn't been a new... What was the last... What was that cast did you have on there? Grunge. But that was... Yeah, but that, even that's like, what, 90s?
Yeah. I suppose for the noughties, it was all about the label. So, I mean, at school, we all wore Hollister and Abercrombie. That was the label. That you had to wear that or...
You're still wearing Hollister
this
right
now. This is my school clothes. Yeah.
Because, right, the emo kids, right? That's
yeah,
what
emo
but
emo
that's like
was when I
American
was at school.
Goth, isn't it?
No, well, yeah, pretty much. But it's a bit more livelier, I think, emos were. But that's I like, don't think that's
through
a thing
the glass
anymore.
Martyr's like, no way, you're way out of line. You don't even understand me. Martyr, of course, raised in California.
The problem
in Spanish.
I don't have too much of a problem with this new school ruling. But when I was about 6 years old, I largely identified as a Power Ranger. So does that mean these kids, if they want to go to dress as a Power Ranger, can they?
I'm not sure that anyone has
isn't that what this
formally
is about?
Recognized power ranging as a gender. But
although this could be the third option, Uniform 3, Power Rangers, for those that want to. Teenage Mutant
there's
Turtles.
Your new subculture.
We could like just do away with uniform.
You know what? That is the actual
answer, because
it?
Then there's going to be too much bullying because you're going to have kids who are going to try and outdo each other with what they're wearing, and then you're going to have people going,
people always made that argument. But I had a kid at school. We had to wear a uniform at my school. There was a kid at my school who had the fly of his trousers held together with a safety pin because they'd been his older brothers. They were completely worn out because the family couldn't afford to buy a new school uniform. Whereas you can go down to some of those bargain bucket stores and buy some nice clothes made by orphans in Bangladesh for like 50p, and you'll look passably okay.
But that's the problem. You're then going to have the Primark kids and then the Hollister kids, and there's going to be a big difference between them. And it shows your status as well. It shows, you know...
Johnny.
Yes,
Jake. Why don't you tell us what happened to you? Why are you wearing Hollister now?
I'm wearing Hollister because of peer pressure, that I wanted to be popular, and that's what the popular
Should we really be having children in schools? Because at the end of the day, they're the problem.
Should we even have children, full stop?
Let's just stop having children. You know, as Bill Hicks said, why don't we just stop until we figure out this whole food air deal? We're going to give Johnny a quick cuddle and talk about his school days. And we'll be back with more if he recovers after this.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise, agitate, educate, organise? Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Now at Trade Point, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre paint. See in store for even more deals at our decor rated event. Trade on. Trade
Point. 1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's significant delays around the north of Birmingham caused by the discovery of a wartime bomb. The Aston Expressway in and out of the city is closed. Gravelly Hill around Salford Circus, which is the roundabout underneath Spaghetti, is closed. And if you're on the M6, the exit and the entry slips at Junction 6 are closed off. Elsewhere, West Yorkshire's eastbound M62 is heavy towards the breakdown near Chain Bar. A broken down vehicle on the M6 South causing delays near Junction 18 for Middlewick. And there's queues on Bristol's northbound M32. This is towards an overturned vehicle near Junction 2 at Eastville. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Jake Yap. Also here, Johnny Seaford. Also here, Cornelius Mendes. Mm-hmm. Also Marta and Cass behind the glass there. All right, all right. Amazing how many people it takes to put together this show. I don't mean that. No, anyway. We're going to be asking what the hell is going on with the hacking in 25 minutes' time. We're going to be talking to an IT specialist. Everything you need to know. Should you wear condoms on your fingers when typing? It's a question. It's a valid question. I don't know.
It's a question.
A valid question is not necessarily... Okay, fine. Anyway, welcome along to the show. It's lovely to be here. We're talking to Johnny Seaford. We're going through the papers. And this mother's rewarded her son.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
I mean, rewarding. £7 an hour?
So if you work for an hour, this mother will give you her child
I think,
£7.
You have to be her son.
You have to be her son.
That's the sort of stipulation there.
£7 an hour.
Which is quite a closed shop, surely. I mean, you know, where's the equal opportunities? Why can't I apply for that job?
Well, funny enough, you should say that. Forgetting about you and everyone else, what about the family itself? Because she's got a daughter as well, and she said her daughter's achieving, so she doesn't get to have this £7 deal either.
Oh, hang on a minute. She's giving the son £7 an hour to do, what, things like washing the car and stuff?
No, £7 to study for an hour, just to sit down
to
and study for his exams.
To do his schoolwork.
Yeah, so he's made £200 already off his mum because he's done his schoolwork and he's been revising for
but
his
she's not
A-level.
Paying the daughter.
Not paying the daughter.
What's
she's 11 years old, though.
Why is she giving him £7 an hour?
Is the daughter, like, older, though? Like
No, the daughter's younger. The daughter's 11 years old. And because she's achieving, there's no need to give her an incentive.
That's a sibling pay gap, isn't it?
It's a big problem, Cornelius.
A big sibling pay gap.
Talk about gender inequality. I mean, okay, well, I think I'm going to retrain as a family therapist because I reckon 10 years from now.
I bet if you meet that kid, I bet he's really nice.
No, I think he's...
Never mind.
So I think the thing is with him is that why put him down the route of doing academic hard subjects that he doesn't want to do? Why not do vocational subjects that he can actually get involved in? So hands-on practical things like, you know, studying cars or studying food or something that he can actually get involved with and see an end. Because when you're doing English, maths and science, you don't really see where you're going, whereas there's no journey.
But there's also there is this psychological test they've done where sometimes if you pay people money to do a task, they enjoy it less because it's sort of suddenly it's been framed as work, and people then start to resent it. Whereas actually the fewer reward you give people, the more they might actually enjoy it. He might actually enjoy studying, but because he's being paid to, he sort of frames it in his head as work and then enjoys it less.
Also, how can he actually prove he's been studying? So, what, I turn up every day here and get paid to work. But if you actually look at what I do, there would be an inquest.
There's a big problem if people looked at what
there
you do.
There was one, wasn't there? Yeah, I think...
Just the one.
Well, it's a rolling inquest. I mean, we're all under a rolling inquest, aren't we? I mean, that's the joy of working out a contract. Anyway, did they get a quote from the daughter or the
no
the
no
son
quote
or?
From the daughter? But I just want to say because I tutor a couple of subjects for GCSE and A level. And
do you?
I do.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound like that.
So don't be.
Do you?
I am a clever guy. I might not look.
No. I'm not saying.
I'm quite clever.
What are the subjects? Applied chemistry.
Do sociology A level, sociology GCSE, media A level, media GCSE, and I do ICT Year 6 because. It's just teaching them how to use Word. Anything for a bit of money. Yeah. But my incentive is to give them food, not money. So give them food, you know, give them sweets. You know, kids love sweets. So give them sweets and it gets them going. Going for
top tip
education.
From Johnny Seifert there. Give kids sweets. It gets them going. Parents
gets
across
them
the land. So grateful to you for that. That's, yeah. I mean, that's great advice for grandparents, aunties and uncles, of course. They enjoy that very much. The best thing to do is, you know, give your nephews or grandchildren, like, all the Mars bars and Haribo they can eat 10 minutes before you hand them back to the parents.
Absolutely.
And then watch the fireworks. Always exciting. Let's press on. let's talk about Jean Bishop.
Yeah, so Jean Bishop is a 95-year-old in Hull who wants to raise a load of money for charity. So he wants to raise £95,000.
Wait, he does?
He does.
Oh, is it Jean? Jean Bishop?
Or Jean Bishop? Or...
Yeah, okay.
Jean or John. So,
Yeah, well, look.
John.
Look, if he's not wearing a school uniform, we just don't know.
Well, because
so let's not make any judgment.
He's not wearing a school uniform because he wants to dress
he
as a
she.
Bumblebee.
He or she.
He or she wants to dress as a bumblebee for Age UK to collect £95,000 in a year. I think this is quite an interesting one because...
Yeah. Go on.
Why not start this as a new craze? We had the ice bucket challenge.
Yes.
We had the no makeup selfies.
The kick the... No.
Go on.
Kick the bucket challenge. What are you...
The ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, no, go on.
We've had the, you know, makeup selfies. We've had all these kind of crazy, you know, become your old favourite cartoon character. Why not get people to start dressing up as bumblebees and do that Pay It Forward idea? I don't know if you've seen the film Pay It Forward, that you get one person to do it to start with. So John here, he tells two people, three people, four people, five people. Mm. And then suddenly it becomes a thing around the country of people dressing up as bumblebees and helping to raise money because... Realistically, if he's standing with a bucket, will he raise £95,000 in a year? No.
I'm depressed to have to agree with you there.
At last, someone actually agrees with
something
I've said.
I sort of feel like it's this sort of selfie, narcissistic...
Oh,
it's
I love
virtue
a selfie.
Signalling, right? This is this whole thing of, look at me, I'm just as a bumblebee. That's because I'm a great person, I'm doing a wonderful thing. I'm not saying this about Gene.
But that's true, because then you've got
he
the...
He or she
you've
is
got,
obviously a
You've got the balance, then, because you've got the social aspect and you've got the charity aspect, and hand in hand, they work together well.
Yes. I just feel like people are desperate to prove how fascinating they are. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course I know what you mean. I'm one of them.
Look at me, I'm fascinating. And, you know, all the people on Instabang...
Look how kind I am and stuff.
Yeah. But also, like, look how fascinating I'm... You know, all the Instabang and the pap... snaps and all the business apps and all of that. You know, get all the kids these days, and you can put all the things on it. You can put the funny sunglasses on your face, can't you? It's just people trying to look more interesting than they are.
But the interesting thing, that
people are banal. Listen to the show. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like, why do we have to go, oh, no, look, oh, have fun. Oh, no, I'm a bumblebee today. Everyone, look, I can Instabang it on my pap snaps.
So it's 95 years old, though. Would that make a difference if we didn't know the age? If we just knew someone was going to dress up as a bumblebee for Age UK, yeah, would that have been fine? But having the age actually to take it to that next level.
Well, no, look, let me clarify, right? I really like Jean Bishop. I think she or he or is a really great guy or woman. And it's a really great thing to do. But then the idea of then extending it, like, hey, everybody, let's all dress up as bumblebees today. I'll go even further. I think there's a conspiracy, right? I think there's some little dodgy geezer importing stuff, right? So, like, a shipping container arrives down at the docks, right, in the Thames Estuary, and or like Ellesmere, and they open up the back of it. There's some auction on the dock side, you know, like, oh, no one signed for this, so blah blah blah. And it's like, what's inside? Oh, it's like clown outfits, or it's bumblebee costumes, or it's a spaceman out, right? All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll get some old lady, right? Dress up as an astronaut. Well, I'll take the old lot off you for 50 quid, right? Puts it in his van. And then it's like, oh, take the astronaut challenge. Dress as an astronaut and raise money for Stone the Pandas or whatever. And then, you know, everyone has to buy an astronaut outfit. And all the only person who profits is this bloke down at Ellesmere Port. Like, take it off your hands for 50 quid.
Well, that worked.
Think how well the people at Volvic did out of the ice bucket challenge. All that ice and
exactly.
Evian, they
exactly.
did really well.
They really know. Did. And so did the Arctic.
I am, of course, joking.
We're all having fun. Look, I just want to be completely clear. I really like Jean Bishop, and I've just seen a photo of her, and she's adorable. I don't think there's anything wrong off your own bat if you want to, like, dress up as a thing and raise money, and, like, that's lovely.
Lovely.
This whole group thing of, oh, no, wait till you see me doing the bumblebee thing. Oh, no. It's just going to be annoying. Sorry. I'll stop now. Do you want to end with one story very quickly? We've got about 30 seconds.
Takeaways can get students top marks. This is in the Times today. Basically, if we eat eggs, it will help us get better grades. So Just Eat are going around 10 university campuses giving away takeaway food, such as Fiorentina pizzas with the egg on top, you know, a bit of Chinese with egg fried rice.
So this is more a story about eggs rather than takeaway
food. This
is
the egg marketing board.
Well, it's having eggs in takeaway food.
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, if you're going to have takeaway food, make sure you've got eggs in it.
Oh, no!
How exciting.
That's like McDonald's giving away apple slices, isn't it, really? That's like the exact same thing, going, look how well these students are doing when we give them 8 Big Macs and 1 apple. Look how clever they are.
Well, they are quite clever. I'd go for that.
There you go. Johnny Seifert, who definitely had his eggs today. Really appreciate it. You're at Johnny Seifert on Twitter, right?
I am. Thank you, Jake.
S-E-I-F-E-R-T.
Thank you.
There you go. People didn't know. Thanks very much for going through the papers for us.
Thank
you. It was
you,
a triumph. Right. In 15 minutes' time, we're going to be finding out what's going on with the hacking and stuff with an IT specialist. We've got lots of other stuff. We've got the Trump foreign visit potentially we're going to be talking about, and we've got Follow the Leader. But right now, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
NHS Digital has confirmed health trusts were told about a security patch last month, which would have prevented Friday's cyber attack. There's still disruption at some hospitals because of the malware, which blocked many computers. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it's encouraging there haven't been any further attempts to bring down systems.
According to our latest intelligence, we have not seen a second wave of attacks, and the level of criminal activity is at the lower end of the range that we had anticipated.
It comes as the health service has been the focus of general election campaigning, with Labour promising £37 billion in extra funding by 2021. While the Liberal Democrats say public workers, including nurses, would be £781 better off under its plan to scrap pay rise caps. Detectives are searching garages in Essex for the remains of a schoolgirl who disappeared 16 years ago. The team, which originally investigated Danielle Jones's murder, failed to act on a tip-off about the location in Thurrock. A woman's been attacked at a school on the Wirral. Police were called to Devonshire Park Primary in Tranmere to reports of a woman being assaulted with a knife as she walked back to her car. And the father of Damilola Taylor has called on young people to stop the string of killings in London while he picked up a BAFTA for the drama about his son's death. Damilola, Our Love Boy, won the prize for best single drama just hours after an 18-year-old became the 10th teenager to be killed in the capital this year. The weather, it's going to be wet afternoon for many with plenty of clouds and spells of rain. Also windy, especially in the north and west with highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Are you going to dress as a bee today?
Nope.
Okay. Just thought, you know, with animal news. Are you cross because we talked about that and that was going to be in your animal news, even though it's mineral news, your bonus news at 3:30 that you have to do as a contractual obligation?
I mean,
really, it's just something that we coerce you into.
Yeah, I mean, you're right with that latter point. No, because I haven't started... I never start researching it until a bit closer to the time.
Well, why? You've done two pared-down news bulletins.
We want our mineral news to be up to date to the minute.
Definitely within the last 400,000 years, please.
I think I can do that.
Please.
Yeah. If anyone wants to send me any mineral news stories...
Your funny mineral news stories.
Then they can. My Twitter name is... Victoria _ Bourne, spelled Bourne.
Good luck with that.
I'll give you a shout-out on air if you send me a story.
Is she allowed to do that?
I do.
Yeah.
Favour or whatever it's called.
It's a bit above her sort of, you know, station, but it's fine.
I care? No.
Okay. This went well. Thanks very much, Victoria.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
In the realms of the paranormal and conspiracy theories, the number 23 is a very important number, a magical, mystical number, famed by the Illuminati. Is it any coincidence 23 is a prime number, divisible only by itself and the number 1? Is it a coincidence that when he was shot by the FBI, John Dillinger shouted, 23, skidoo? I've got no idea, but the next Full Set Breakfast is 23 days till the general election. Join me and find out. Let's get mystical together, and I'll bring Howard Hughes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap, in for John Holmes. Get well, John. I don't like him.
He's unwell, that's why we haven't said that.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of a flu.
Oh. Just imagining him now, just lying there, listening to this, you know, eyes streaming with tears. He's not here and he misses you guys. Nose streaming. Everything's streaming. We're streaming at talkradio.co.uk or via the app. Come on, that's a beautiful link. So just now we were talking about Jean Bishop, the lovely 95-year-old who dressed as a bumblebee. And she does look so cute. Trying to raise £95,000 for Age UK. And there's another... I'm going to start using the phrase super pensioner. Okay, there should be like a super pensioner. Like a pensioner is someone who's like 70 or like 75, you know?
What about old awesome pensioner?
Oh,
OAP.
Yeah.
Overactive, awesome pensioner.
Overachieving pensioner.
Yeah.
So we've got another one of those. The guy, he's just done a skydive. He was a D-Day veteran. And he's 101. I'm feeling so inadequate right now. I haven't achieved any of those three things. I wasn't in D-Day. I'm not 101 and I've never skydove.
I get worried about these stories.
Why?
Because it's just being 101. Well, no. Are we absolutely sure he wanted to do that?
Is he like, been compromised? I see what you're saying.
You know, are we 100% sure? That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, so, absolutely right. He's called Verdun Hayes. You're kidding me. Verdun, as in the Battle of. It's bizarre. Anyway, yeah, have you filled out that form about power of attorney, Verdun? Apparently, he shouted hooray afterwards. and added that he was feeling absolutely over the moon. Although it was 15,000 feet. That's technically not over the moon. The moon's like
Are you no longer impressed?
It's at least 25,000 feet. Come on, be fair. Anyway, that is pretty amazing. And he's raised lots of money for charity and stuff.
Fair play to him.
It's brilliant.
Well, these pensioners doing so much better than us, aren't they?
Well, they've sort of done it all, haven't they? Like,
yeah.
For me, I think I you know, once you, you know, if you've had children, maybe you've got grandchildren, you know, you've left a sort of genetic legacy, you know, that's you've sort of bequeathed that to the world. You sort of continue in some guise. You've inspired generations of people. Just my father's inspired me, my mother. Why not jazz it up?
Yeah, fair play.
What I'm saying is, you know, go the whole hog. I have this idea. You know, there's a big debate, isn't there, about whether or not you should legalise drugs.
Mm,
you
know,
should we legalise drugs?
I've heard about
I that. I say legalise almost everything for anyone of pensionable age. Because they've made their contribution to society,
yeah.
Right? They've paid their taxes all the way through, the national insurance and stuff. So let them have fun.
That is a very good argument. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And
would also be hilarious to watch.
It would be hilarious to watch, absolutely. I think it would, yeah, I think there'd be a lot of intergenerational lols, frankly. And, you know, I hate to say it, but should it ever, you know, go really badly?
Mm.
You know, should they find themselves jumping off a bridge, believing they can fly and see the unicorns or whatever, you know, it may save the NHS money in the long run. I'm just saying, you know, because, you know, just saying no kids, drugs are wrong and bad. But if you're a pensioner, I'm just, maybe. Anyway, that's not...
I love that.
It's quite a nice idea, isn't
it? It's definitely a really good idea with absolutely no faults.
Yeah, it's flawless.
That's all I can think of it as.
Yeah. Excuse me, son.
Although, if you're working in a home,
it'd be hilarious. They'd just be laughing
like going
all
to
day.
A rave every night.
Nurse, can you go out and get me some more? I think it's a good idea. Anyway, your thoughts on that, please. You can if you like. 0344 499 1000. But what I was going to say was, like, you know, this obviously it's one of those things going skydiving. I just don't have those kind of aspirations. Are we called Generation Safe or something? What was it? We're called Generation Steady or Generation Boring or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's because in a way it's like, well, you know, we don't want to upset them. You know, we're still scared. This guy, he's been through like really hardcore stuff. He's like, this doesn't scare me. Whereas we're just scared of everything. I'm scared of everything.
Like snowflakes, sort of that generalization.
Maybe that's what. Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe it's that. And I'm not. I think that's a good thing. You know, we want to diminish the risk factor. But I'm just saying, what's on your banal bucket list? Because for me, you know, my aspirations before I die, right? I don't know about skydiving. I don't know about that. I'd like to get rid of. There's some, you know, some little mold patches in my shower cubicle. If I could really properly get rid of them. You know, because you scrub it off, but then there's still a sort of shadow.
Yeah,
off it.
Yeah.
If I could get rid of that, would be a good one, I think. Just to floss well.
I've never flossed. Not once.
That's because you're in your 20s. People in their 20s don't floss.
Okay.
And then you pay the price at around 35.
Excellent.
And then you start flossing.
I look forward to
but
that.
But it's too little too late.
I have a slow cooker that I've never used.
There you go! Well, you better start soon. how slow is it? So what's on your banal bucket list? You know, because skydiving's one thing, but, you know, let's think of something a bit more realisable that you could put on your bucket list. You can text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thanks very much. Matthew has tweeted us. Hello. He says, calm down, dear. You accuse me of being a grumpy old man. I think that was
do
when
you
I was going
accuse
off on
Matthew?
One yes, I do actually. Okay. Regularly. He's a regular listener.
Okay, fair
and,
enough.
And, he's so grumpy. He's so grumpy.
We've had some banal bucket lists in already.
Have we?
Yeah, Mike says find bin bags that are the right size for his kitchen bin.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not. And I'll tell you why.
What?
When I moved last year, I bought a new bin, and at the very same time, I bought the right literage of.
Mm. 30, 40, I'm guessing you're a 60 guy.
No, it was about 30 or 40, I can't remember. But you need that extra
back to
space.
Chat. Yeah, go on.
To go over the end of the bin. Because otherwise it will all just fall in. Mate, honestly, you need just slightly more than your actual bin literage. It's really important.
There you go. Dave also says, I've got to hoover the cobwebs off the walls in our bedrooms. That's a good one. I'd love to achieve that. Please keep your banal bucket list suggestions coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Coming up after the traffic and travel, we're going to be finding out what the hell is going on with the hacking stuff. They're saying there's going to be another attack on Britain coming soon. We'll find out more after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
ooh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5 foot close board fence panel for only £16.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See SelcoBW.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic to the north of Birmingham is gridlocked. An unexploded World War II bomb has been found. The slips on both sides of the M6 at Junction 6 are closed. The Aston Expressway is closed and Gravelly Hill, the A5127, is also closed, as well as a number of local routes as well. There's delays on Bristol southbound M5 around Junction 15 for the Almondsbury interchange where it meets with the M4. A vehicle's having a tyre change there. And the M6 south in Cheshire is still heavy after earlier problems between Junctions 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, it can't have escaped your attention that this massive virus went worldwide towards the end of last week and still dealing with the fallout from that. 200,000 systems were hit in 150 countries. Like this amazing 22-year-old kid who prevented a lot of the attacks or fixed a lot of them or something.
Yeah, I've read about this. What was
amazing kid.
He's keeping his name anonymous, isn't he?
Yeah, he's but his face is all over every newspaper now. So just do your reverse image search on Google and I'm sure the guy will spring up. But obviously he's worried now about hackers coming out to get him.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's suspicious that he knew so easily how to disable it.
Well, I think he does actually work for a security company.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was suggesting.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Let's talk to Darren Oliver. He's the managing director at Fitzrovia, an IT specialist company. Hello there.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
Oh, yeah, good. Thanks very much for talking to us. So was this attack a surprise?
Not really. I mean, most of there's a lot of ransomware going on at the moment, and a lot of the attacks are originating from Russia, actually, and they are hitting vulnerabilities within old sort of Microsoft software like Windows XP, which happened to obviously the NHS.
Yeah.
So it's not really a surprise, and there's going to be many more because of the fact that a lot of companies have still got old technologies and old operating systems.
And you say Russia. Is that where you think this attack has come from?
It's
hit Russian targets as well, hasn't it?
It has. I'm not suggesting that it's definitely Russia, but there's a lot of the gangs, and this one's called the Shadow Brokers. They originate from Russia, but that seems to be the link, which is doing the rounds at the moment.
I see, and I guess the question is, how do we protect ourselves? Can we protect ourselves fully from these things? Because a lot of people were saying it was out of date systems, but
It's about mitigating risk. Really, you're never 100% safe in terms of these types of ransomware attacks. What you can do, there are lots of things you can do in terms of trying to sort of mitigate that. One is obviously keeping your systems up to date. You know, and that means sort of getting rid of for unsupported operating systems like XP, Vista, 2003 Server. Ensure those systems as well are patched. If they're not, if you're on the old system, you know, Microsoft already said they released an emergency patch for this particular ransomware or this particular vulnerability back in April, right, which was issued to the NHS. Mm. Enable sort of firewall protections, ensuring that ports are closed that you don't require. Have a backup and disaster recovery and business continuity policy in place. Absolutely, it's so important that you do that. If you don't, once you get this virus or malware, you know, you can't get back your data unless you pay the ransom.
People have been saying that, you know, there were warnings that this attack was going to come. By that, do they mean that there was this patch issued in April? Is that what they mean when they say there was a warning?
Yeah, I mean, to be precise, I mean, you know, ransomware has been going around for quite some time now. And I mean, as you know, the Microsoft issued a press article today saying that the US intelligence knew about its vulnerability for some time. However, they didn't advise Microsoft until very recently. And then because of that, there was a slight delay in getting that fix out. So a lot of that was down to sort of the latency of the article and the patch being available.
We're being advised not to pay the ransom, right, if people have been affected by it?
It's a very difficult question to answer because it's a bit like kidnapping, really. If, for instance, you're related to someone who's been kidnapped, you would want to pay the ransom. So same thing I would apply to the files. If you really need the files, you haven't got any backups, then some people will do that.
Yeah. So can we hack the hackers? Is there any way we can find out who's behind this?
I'm sure there are some very, very clever individuals out there in terms of some of the virus company virus companies. You know, you've got this guy from Malware Tech that found the kill switch on that technology on that malware. So I'm sure there are ways to actually go back to the root of the issue. Yeah,
it sort of feels like this kind of obviously I'm not including you or Fitzrovia in this, but it almost feels like there's this sort of war of the teenagers, you know, where there's these sort of bad, because there's this generation who are growing up who kind of speak this language natively, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the minute they learn to type, they understand coding and they understand hacking and all of this, whereas at 43, I can safely call myself a dinosaur in the world of IT, I think. You know, this is an unfamiliar world to me. And you're almost seeing this extraordinary war being played out through IT by these sort of factions. You've got the good hackers, like this amazing kid who found the kill switch, and then these bad ones who are out for evil. What can we do against these people?
Oh, you're only as good as obviously the technology that covers you. In terms of the hackers and so on, they are extremely bright individuals. You know, not just because you grow up with technology doesn't mean that you'll be that that great at doing that sort of creation of malware.
And in terms of obsolete operating systems like Windows XP, do we know kind of how many systems worldwide or even UK-wide still rely on this out-of-date technology? Is it true? Because I heard that the Trident system runs on XP. That's terrifying.
Well, they actually say that a lot of NASA technology is run on the old tried and tested operating system, which is obviously not connected to the internet. You know, an operating system not connected to the World Wide Web is a safe operating system. Yeah.
The problem is, though, is that the Windows update is rubbish, isn't it? No one likes it.
Yeah, it always gets in the way, doesn't it?
No one likes change like that.
You can do non-intrusive updates.
Okay.
There you go, Cornelius. You don't have to be intrusive about it. Well, thanks very much indeed for talking to us about it today. And thanks very much. Appreciate it. That was Darren Oliver, the MD at Fitzrovia. It's such a horrible thought that it feels so personal. Like if I saw that, you know, that screen that was on all the news programs saying you've been hacked, don't even think about it. Like. It's really horrible, the kind of gloating thing, and it's such a personal thing, a computer.
Yeah, the people who are doing it, they shouldn't.
That's well said, mate. Do you know what? I'm 100% behind you on that,
really?
Mate. 100%. Jake and Cornelius, telling it like it is. Them hackers shouldn't do it.
Yeah, they've had, in our office, the typewriters that we use to put the show together have had to replace the cartridges.
Yeah. Should replace the monkeys, really.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a bit of an audio exclusive for you. We have made contact with the National Emergency Hacking Helpline, which you can imagine has been inundated with calls. Here's just one example of the kind of calls that they've had to feel. Quite distressing, just as a bit of a warning for you when you listen.
Thank you for calling the National Emergency Hacking Helpline. If you've been affected by WannaCry, please press 1. If you just WannaCry, please press 2. If you want to speak to someone, please press 3.
National Emergency Hacking Helpline, hack may I help?
I wondered if I think my computer has been hacked.
Okay, and why do you think that?
Well, last night I went out with some of my friends from the Rotary Club. And
okay.
We had some Jaeger bombs, which I'd never had before. Anyway, it was morning. When I woke up, I looked at my computer, and now it's covered in pictures. I think they're doctored on the photo steps of George Clooney, his head, on top of naked male.
Okay, and has anyone else had access to your computer?
I don't think so. No, I live alone with my 19 cats, and there's video, it's like the head of Sasha Distel superimposed on. I mean, I can't even begin to describe what's going on in the video.
Okay, have you tried closing these videos and pictures?
No. I suppose my problem really is I just like your help with in terms of the pictures. How do I print them out?
Okay, is there anything actually wrong with your laptop?
No, I just wanted you to know I'm having a wonderful time.
Okay, well, thanks very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll have more exclusive audio from the National Emergency Hacking Helpline in the next hour or so. In the meantime, following this 101-year-old guy who went skydiving, a D-Day hero, what a guy. We've been asking, we don't all have to go doing that, do we? What's on your banal bucket list? We've had some great suggestions. Thank you very much for them. Dave says, we've had Dave's... Hannah, this is an interesting one, says, I'd like to get rid of all the blue tack on my bedroom ceiling.
Ceiling?
Exactly. What were you...
Did the mirror fall off?
And we're back to George. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. JP Devlin, the JP Devlin, he's like famous, JP Devlin. He's actually famous. He's actually tweeted a picture saying, shall I try and do his voice? I'd like to fill in these holes after replacing my intercom handset. He doesn't talk like that. That's so bad. sorry, JP. intercom handsets. That's the world of banal bucket lists, if you ask me. Dr. Gonzo says, I'd like to get a carpet burn. That's not banal.
Get carpet burn?
Get a carpet burn.
Oh, no.
No?
It's quite painful.
Pablo says, I have to clean the shed before I die. Hopefully neither will happen for a very long time. I really like Heddy's. Hi, Heddy. Heddy says on my banal bucket list, I need to pick up all the frying pans I threw out of my second floor window on Christmas Eve. Can we phone you up, Heddy? I kind of want to know what that story is. Can we phone you up? Or can you phone us? 0344-499-1000 is the number.
By the way, text messages.
Yeah.
They cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Do they?
Yeah.
And how much a phone call?
I just got the sudden urge to tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's a good urge. It's a great urge.
Phone calls? Well, they're just your standard network rate.
Brilliant. John says he'd like to find his old teeth. We will have more, hopefully, from you on your banal bucket list. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
And now you know what it costs. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've got the news coming up.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business, but where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
We've got an update from Hannah and the blue tack on her ceiling. It was 12-year-old Hannah decided it was a good idea to put posters up on her textured ceiling with blue tack. 0 out of 10 would not recommend. Let's catch up with the rest of the news with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, cyber attack could have been prevented. Tories promise better workers' rights. And TV BAFTAs dominated by Happy Valley.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed NHS hospitals in England were given details of the security fix last month that would have prevented Friday's cyber attack. Around 7 trusts are still experiencing problems, but the Health Secretary has confirmed a feared second wave of attacks hasn't happened. Here's Jeremy Hunt.
Although we've never seen anything on this scale when it comes to ransomware attacks, they are relatively common, and there are things that you can do, that everyone can do, all of us can do to protect ourselves against them.
Employees are being promised the biggest ever enhancement of their rights by a Conservative government if they're re-elected.
We're, for example, committing that the national living wage will continue to rise in line with median earnings. Yes, that people will be able to request time off to care for a relative. And we want to support and encourage returnships.
That's when a position is kept open for someone who needs extended time off. Meanwhile, Labour is promising more money for England's NHS, which it says will be paid for by taxing corporations, high earners and private medical insurance. The parents of murdered schoolgirl Danielle Jones have visited garages where police believe the teenager's body may have been hidden for the last 16 years. The 15-year-old was last seen in June 2001. Her parents say they wanted to see what was going on. Danielle's uncle, Stuart Campbell, was convicted of killing her, but her body has never been found. The death of a woman found after a car crash has been treated as murder. Police in Leicestershire say that her injuries are not consistent with a collision with a bike in Enderby. Two men in their late 20s have been arrested. And Happy Valley dominated this year's TV BAFTAs, winning both Best Drama and Best Actress. But there was disappointment for Netflix at the awards. Its opulent drama The Crown walked away with nothing.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet this afternoon with plenty of clouds and rainy spells. Windy in the north and west, highs of 18 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. We've been talking about banal bucket lists following this 101-year-old skydiver.
Yes.
You know, we don't all have quite such lofty ambitions. Mm. What's on your banal bucket list? The kind of small things that you'd like to get done before you cross over the Rainbow Bridge?
I mean, you've caught me off guard.
You can think about it. You've got half an hour.
There's lots I want to do. More holidays.
That's not banal, though.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking about things like...
really lame things.
Yeah, like replacing the kitchen roll in your kitchen. Something like that.
Okay. I need to probably clean the bathroom.
Do you?
Yeah. We have a cleaning router and no one's really been doing it lately in my flat.
Sounds good. Thanks very much for that. That was right in the sweet spot of banality. Victoria Bourne, more in half an hour from you. Bonus news, of course, in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Looking forward to it. Here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Newly crowned Premier League champions Chelsea are at home this evening. They host Watford after securing the title on Friday night away at West Brom. There's full live commentary on Chelsea-Watford over on Talk Sport this evening. Sunderland boss David Moyes admits he thought the side would be relegated from the Premier League back in August. The Black Cats will be playing in the Sky Bet Championship next season, along with Middlesbrough and Hull. Sunderland are bottom, 14 points behind Swansea, who confirmed their survival yesterday. Moyes says the reasons his side struggled this term aren't complicated.
I didn't think my squad was strong enough. I didn't think my team would be strong enough. We didn't bring in any players in January. We brought two in, but we didn't really make any significant damage. I think if you look at both Hull and Swansea, both quite a few signings in January, which made a difference to them.
Finally, British tennis number 3 Ali Ashbednay and Kyle Edmund are in first round action at the Italian Open today. Heather Watson starts her campaign at the Slovakia Open. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Can we have an accident report form in here, please? In triplicates, we have a newsreader down. Newsreader down.
Our newsreader has just attempted to open a door and walk through it and injured herself in the process.
Tried to open the door with her ankle. You all right?
No. Stretcher!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It's one of those days. Thanks very much for your banal bucket list suggestions. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Indeed. Now then, it's time for Donald Trump's first foreign visit. Why don't we talk to friend of the show and Trump expert, Dr. Luca Trenta. Hello there.
Hello, hi. God, I'm scared about the label Trump expert, but anyway.
What? That's, no, come on. I mean, the guy's a phenomenon, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So tell us about this foreign trip. Where is he going and why?
Well, it's breaking a bit with tradition that generally sees the president travel to European allies or Canada or Mexico. And the rhetoric is that he's traveling to the three main centers of world religions. So he's going to Saudi Arabia, he's going to Israel, and he's going to Italy.
Oh.
And the whole thing is portrayed as a message of tolerance, peace, and comprehension among the various religions. But I think, as often is the case with Trump, the reality is a bit different, I mean, especially on the Saudi Arabia side of things.
Mm. Well, they're all places sorely lacking in golf courses.
Well, Italy has quite a few. Being Italian myself, I don't play golf, but I kind of think there are quite a few. But...
Oh, well, there you go. Just a theory. So the message is of tolerance and stuff. Are people buying that, or are people more cynical? Or,
well, like... I don't know about people. I am not buying it. If you read the news, especially on the Saudi Arabia trip, there is a huge, as Trump would say, weapon sale.
Right.
Being made ready for Saudi Arabia. We talk about $100 billion.
Wow.
Raising up to $300 billion in the next 10 years.
Crikey.
Of weapons. And for the first time in a very long time, the U.S. would be providing surface warships to an ally.
Wow.
And this also sends a quite important message, because listeners might remember that the Obama administration was trying to balance its Middle East policy, bringing back Iran with the Iranian nuclear deal and so on. So this is a very strong message that the Trump administration is going back to the pre-Obama time, when Saudi Arabia is the main ally, of course, together with Israel. And this big weapons sale obviously sends a big message to Iran as well.
I see. And I guess because there's this whole sort of America first sort of philosophy, isn't there, whereby America is not going to get involved in international conflicts.
Yeah, but this is very much the problem. I mean, the campaign message was all about America first, and we're not getting involved in the Middle East and so on. But then you have last week they brought General McMaster to the press conference to describe the trip of the president, and he says that finally, with Trump in the White House, the U.S. has once again a strong leadership in the Middle East, which is the exact opposite of what Trump had been promising his supporters, to stay out of the Middle East.
Mm. I mean, if one can lay aside the arms deals part, which I'm guessing he would argue it's good business for America.
Well, Saudi Arabia has also pledged to invest $40 billion in U.S. infrastructure, which again plays well
right.
with the Trump message of U.S. jobs and so on. Trump has plenty of businesses in Saudi Arabia himself.
Yeah. I'm guessing, though, could it be argued that Trump is perhaps less likely to monger war, he's less of a warmonger, than Barack Obama, who, of course, actually, you know, was responsible for an awful lot of bombing and drone strikes and stuff, wasn't he?
No, I wouldn't necessarily agree. I mean, if you follow these issues fairly closely, especially on the drone side, in 8 years in office, Barack Obama has conducted one drone strike every 5 days, on average, of course.
Yeah.
In his first month in office, Donald Trump has conducted a drone strike every 1.4 days.
Oh, really?
The fact that they don't make the news is a different thing, but Council of Foreign Relations has quite a lot of data on this. Then there was, of course, the case of dropping the mother of all bombs.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think his campaign message was about getting out of the Middle East, not getting involved anymore, but I think he's been as involved as Barack Obama, if not more, really.
With all of these things, such as, you know, when Trump first got elected president, there was always this thing about, you know, which world leader will he speak to first on the phone and stuff. Have any countries' noses been put out of joint by his announcement that his first foreign trips are going to be to Saudi Arabia, Italy and Israel?
I mean, in a sense, these are fairly traditional allies of the United States. Israel is a traditional ally of the United States. And both Israel and Saudi Arabia are countries that didn't go along very well with Barack Obama. So Trump is making a big show of getting along with these two countries, while his predecessor wasn't. Italy, the trip to Italy is largely connected with the Vatican. Trump is set to name a new ambassador to the Vatican, which ironically might be Newt Gingrich's current wife and former mistress.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Always in the drain the swamp type of rhetoric, I guess.
Right.
And he's going to Italy for the G7 as well, so that part of Italy is covered in a sense.
Good heavens. And, I mean, what's going... If we could just talk more broadly about about Trump, what did you make of this story last week about James Comey being fired as head of the FBI?
I mean, it has been a fairly surprising story, and I'm sure you've looked at the news about the parallels with Watergate, whether it is similar to Nixon and so on. I think one of the problems we have is that Trump has been so focused on himself that he wasn't even able to shut up about the reasons why he fired Comey. He said that he had made the decision before any recommendation, which, of course, threw under the bus pretty much what everybody else from the administration had said. That.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the justification was not credible anyway, because the original letter said that he had fired Comey because he had mistreated Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You've been chanting lock her up for 3 months and then you fire Comey because he mistreats Clinton. I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't play terribly well, does it? I mean, that doesn't,
no.
It doesn't look hugely consistent.
No, but then he admitted himself that when he fired Comey, he had in his mind the fact that the Trump-Russia story wasn't going away. In the NBC interview with Lester Holt, which I think at any other time would have been interpreted as at least obstruction of justice.
Right.
But as we've seen for quite a while for Trump, it seems that like anything goes, really.
I was going to say, you say anything goes. Is his behaviour, would you term it as erratic? Is it getting more erratic as he sort of flexes his muscles, or is he calming down? We've had, you know, what, 100 and something days of him now.
I think it's been frantic ever since he got elected. Every week there seems to be a new incredible story that we have to discuss and we have to report on. I don't think it is slowing down, in a sense. I don't think it's being institutionalized by the presidency and so on. And to me, what is even more concerning, really, is the Republicans in Congress. How much will they accept of Trump behavior just to get something in return from his, I don't know, tax cuts or new Obamacare and so on?
Mm. Well, it's these are interesting times we live in, aren't they?
Well, yes.
As the old Chinese insult goes. It's been lovely to talk to you again. It's always a pleasure. Dr. Luca Trenta from Swansea University, thanks for talking to us today. Thanks very much, indeed.
Jake Yaps.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. Sorry, that's what I do on Sundays. There we go. In the meantime, we've had your banal bucket list stuff coming in. Karen from Hampshire. Hi there. Says, hey, Mr. Yaps. Hey there, Karens. I'd like to find myself rich. Well, that's not banal.
That's not banal.
That's awesome.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Good for you. Well done. No, yeah, I totally agree. Hedy has elaborated. Hedy's banal bucket list wish was that before she died, she'd go and pick up all the frying pans that she threw out of her second floor window on Christmas Eve. Well, she's explained a bit more. I know, I can't find it. She says, I had to stop them. Every morning my hair smelled of bacon and eggs. I don't really understand. I'm still not much the wiser, Hedy, but thanks.
Mm. I've just noticed, sorry, just quickly, that Hedy's Twitter name
is
not Cyber John. Very suspicious given the news.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not Cyber.
No. Yeah. Mm. Not the hacker. Not the hacker. Anyway, thanks very much for that, Hedy. We had some other ones. I'm going to find them for you now. Actually, earlier we were talking, about 20 minutes ago, we were talking about the hacking. And Matthew got in touch. He says that US intelligence did not advise Microsoft about this virus because it was their tool that made the hack possible. I did read about that. That's true. I think that US intelligence was basically just enjoying having that little tool in their arsenal and didn't really want to tell Microsoft to patch it because they were sort of having a good time with it.
So whose tool? Wait, there was an actual tool?
It was, yeah, the tool that was used to do...
And who invented it? Microsoft
US
or...
US Intelligence.
US Intelligence.
Yeah.
So is that, that's the FBI, isn't it? The Federal Bureau.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't
intelligence?
It?
Intelligence.
Very interesting.
Mm.
And also I was saying that at 43 I was effectively a dinosaur in the world of IT. And Matthew said, in capitals, ageist! The best hackers and cyber specialists I know are my age, you young pup. Matthew is, of course, 97, I think, this year. So thanks very much for that. Crunchy Frog on Twitter says, my banal bucket list, I'd like to unpack the boxes from when we moved last July.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I like this one from Jem as well. Hi, Jem. Says, I'd like to remember to take my knackered socks out of circulation the first time I notice there's a hole instead of having to wear them six times. That's so true, man. How many times do they go round? And then
I keep them.
You keep them?
I keep all my holy socks.
What for?
Just to wear, so I don't have to replace them.
Well, you should. I bought all new pants online yesterday. I'm so excited.
Did you?
So excited.
I could never buy pants online. I have to see them.
I got bamboo pants. They're the best pants.
What?
Bamboo pants.
What are they?
They're made of bamboo.
They sound uncomfortable.
No, yeah, I know you're thinking bamboo canes, right? But no, it's like soft. It's very soft. Very soft.
Yeah, what if you get into a situation with a koala bear?
I'm wearing some now. Do you want to feel?
No.
Do you want to feel? Look, all the way around the waist, it says BAM.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I don't want to feel them, though. No, thank you.
So soft. You sure? Last chance.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's that thing, isn't it, where you find like socks or whatever, and it's got holes in, and you think, okay, and it's like in the, and you think, well, I'll wear it one last time because you don't want to throw it away clean because that's just wasteful, right? You know what I mean?
True,
so you think, well, I'll wear it, and then stupidly it finds its way back into the dirty washing cycle, and then it's washed again. And you're like, oh, I have to wear it again.
I should donate all my holy socks to charity shops, just so other people can have.
Your pain.
Socks with holes.
Yeah, the pain. That's
just
nice.
Sort of orphan. Donate them to an orphanage because, if anything, orphans, they have it too good nowadays. Do you remember back in Victorian days when they had scruffy clothes?
Yeah.
I bet people felt more sorry for them then and were probably. Do you reckon?
These are not necessarily the views of Talk Radio. Good. Yeah, it's definitely a school of thought, Cornelius, and not Jake Yap. We've got Follow the Leader coming up. We're going to find out where all of the party leaders are today. That's coming up after the traffic and travel.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Ali's tricked you, citrus salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight. And one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Tricked You Citrus Salmon recipe in store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Traffic in and around the north of Birmingham is still gridlocked following the discovery of an exploded World War II bomb. The slips at Junction 6 on both sides of the M6 are closed. That's off and on the motorway. The Aston Expressway and Gravelly Hill underneath Spaghetti is closed as well. Certainly try and avoid that part of Birmingham if you can. Through Colchester and Lincolnshire, the northbound A1's heavy. This is after a broken down vehicle. And roadworks in the Southampton area of Hampshire causing delays for the A35 Winchester Road in both directions. I'm Jarena Adams.
BT's biggest ever SIM sale is now on, with huge discounts for everyone and even bigger savings if you've got BT broadband at home. Whether you use a little or a lot of data, we've got a SIM for you, with savings of up to £108 a year. Plus, join online and you'll also get a free Amazon gift card worth up to £90. But hurry, BT's biggest ever SIM sale ends 1st of June, so visit bt.com/simonly now.
UK calls, text and data. Savings include £5 monthly discount for BT broadband homes. Excludes business. Compatible phone required, made in a locking. Terms apply.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Election fever!
Ah, oh, snap! It's election time!
Election fever!
Don't worry, Ofcom, I'll keep the balance fine.
Election fever!
Smelling funky now on the campaign bus.
Election fever!
Just kiss the babies and pass the Pro Plus.
Vote hard!
Vote hard. We're now 24 days away from the general election on the 8th of June, and the party leaders are busily running around the country in search of photo opportunities and votes, if you followed the Eurovision. Votes, if you didn't. The good news is, though, that Talk Radio is, of course, the place to keep up to date as to where they are and what they're doing. We are the home of general election coverage and skydiving pensioners. From eggings to Ed Stones, we'll keep you up to date as we... Begin today with the leader of the SNP, Nicola Sturgeon. She's been down in London all the weekend, visiting all the Sunday morning's politics shows, isn't it? Didn't visit my breakfast show yesterday morning on Talk Radio, but we did have Mike Nolan from Bucks Fizz on. Why not check out the podcast, Jake Yap's Sunday Best? Anyway, Nicola Sturgeon has been slamming the Tories, ow, saying they need to start thinking about people from all walks of life.
Tories have found money to give tax cuts to the top 10% of income earners. So this is not about the sufficiency of resources, it's about the priority the Tories are following and how to use that money.
Cheers, Nicola. Jeremy Corbyn has also been on the Tory war path, which, and not Pat, as is typed here. Cornelius had a very frantic morning. Which this weekend... I had a busy morning too. This weekend, incidentally, seems to be Lowestoft. That's where the Tory warpath is. He has been saying that Theresa May's party has failed to guarantee a decent standing of livid. Oh, come off it. This show's going to be great when we do the actual one at four. A decent standard of living for older people. Bye!
The government will not give an undertaking about protecting pensioners through the triple lock, where you guarantee a pension increase that is the highest possible. We will absolutely guarantee the triple lock for all pensioners.
Jeremy Corbyn there, speaking from a very small wet hole. The Prime Minister is visiting a local business in Oxfordshire today. Theresa May has been hitting back at her detractors, especially the ones who bring up food banks.
Food banks are not something that has suddenly happened in the last few years. We saw food banks being used under the last Labour government. But if you're going to deal with the issue of food banks, what you need is to ensure you've got a strong economy so that people are able to provide for themselves and their families.
What about Tim Farron, I hear you ask? Well, since you ask, he's at the Happy Heart Cafe in Solihull to talk about school funding. They talk about it a lot at the Happy Heart Cafe in Solihull. Everyone says. He was in Warrington over the weekend, saying that his party, the Lib Dems, promised to fix what he calls the broken housing market.
One of the biggest issues facing us as families, individuals in this country, is the lack of affordable housing. 9 million people renting privately, often in poor quality rents, expensive rent, and everybody deserves, and every family deserves, a decent home they can afford.
Blah, 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 blah. And finally, UKIP's Paul Nuttall has been in Boston, Lincolnshire, the constituency in which he's running. He believes he can offer what his constituency wants.
Well, I'm certainly not the favourite, let's be clear about that. However, you know, this is the most Eurosceptic constituency in the country. I'm the leader of the most Eurosceptic party in the country. So, I mean, if you really want to back the Brexit candidate, you go out and vote UKIP.
Cheers, Paul. And we don't know who's going to be doing it, but someone is going to be doing more Follow the Leader at the same time tomorrow.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
Seamless edits.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
hope you did. We still want your banal bucket list suggestions. This 101-year-old pension. 101, Verdun Hayes. Such a good name.
Mm.
Just don't get names like that anymore.
What charity is he skydiving for? Does it say?
Stuff the Pandas. Royal British Legion.
Okay.
And he raised like £1,600.
Fair play.
That's not even a pound a foot. That's like 10p a foot.
Do you reckon that's how they do
that? That's 10p a foot. Anyway, good for him. No, it's brilliant what he's done. It's brilliant, of course. But we're wondering, have you got any sort of lower ambitions for things to get done before you die? What's on your banal bucket list? John says, there's some stuff on my TV planner from 2014 that I'd like to get round to watching. Yeah, that's a good one. I think I've got some 2014 stuff too. Things you think, yeah, I'll definitely watch the end of that documentary about the food on the Titanic. Not going to happen. Pete Smith says, illegal things should be against the law.
That's big words.
Yeah, it's fight and talk there, Pete. I can't remember what that was apropos of, but certainly hit home. Jem says, I'd like to try to, before I die, I'd like to clean the bird poo off the driver's side window of my car. It's been there for weeks. Yeah, it's depressing, that, isn't it? Because you know it's eating into the paintwork. You know it's a bad thing. And you're not going to do anything about it.
No.
And in similar TV guide-related news, Adam the Plumber. Need a plumber? Called Adam? Try Adam the Plumber. He says that my ambition before I die is to finally watch the 129 hours of The One Show I accidentally recorded. The 129 and counting show. Did you see The One Show with Theresa May and Philip Hammond?
No, I was unfortunately not watching it.
Neither did I. That's fortunate for Ofcom reasons. Also, Adam says, I'd like to very slightly rotate the sundial in the backyard now that it's British summertime. That's a good one. You're only going to have to rotate it back in the autumn. We're coming up to the like longest day. It's only about a month away.
Oh, shouldn't it be warmer then?
It's kind of annoying, isn't it?
Mm.
What else have we got? Dr. Gonzo says, I'd like to meet Victoria Bourne. Fallen in love with an image there. Paul said, I'm kidding.
How rude.
I'm kidding. I'm having fun.
That would be banal, though, wouldn't it?
That would not be banal. That's the point. I'd definitely take issue with that. That's not banal. Have you thought about it? Because I'm going to ask you after. I'm not going to ask you before, but after the news, I'm going to ask you about your banal bucket list thing.
I haven't thought of it.
You should be inspired by all of these. These are amazing. Paul says, I'd like to make a spreadsheet detailing my 3,045 RPM singles. Wow, that's up. Yes, Victoria.
I've got one. I thought of one.
Well, hold it over. You've got to tease us.
Stay tuned.
Rob Deering.
The comic.
Yeah, the comedian.
Yeah.
He says, one day I hope to fix the back windscreen wiper on the car. I wonder how many times you have to forget that it's not fixed before you switch it on and hear the sound of, like, raw metal scraping into...
That's horrible.
Like that. Yeah. Is that a good impression of it?
Yeah.
I used to have... or a baby pterodactyl. They were both good. The first car I bought was a larder, which was like,
an old word for a cupboard?
Yes. Well, it might as well have been. And it was just a joke car to people. People would see it parked and be like, look at that. So they just mangle the windscreen wipers just for fun because it's just, it's a joke car. I parked it by the station. They broke in.
Mm.
And didn't take anything. Just because, it's a larder. It's a joke car. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. Jem also says, do you need a risk manager in there? My rates are very reasonable. # newsreader down. Victoria Bourne's ankle is now trending. No, I think we're okay for now, Jem, but you'll be the first to know if we retrospectively need a risk assessment, as the best ones are always done. Please keep your banal bucket list suggestions coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
In the meantime, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Hospitals were told last month about a security patch which could have prevented Friday's cyber attack. NHS Digital, which runs IT for England's health service, says staff were sent a link. There's still disruption at some hospitals, but a feared recurrence this morning didn't happen. Theresa May insists they're already working to prevent further attacks.
Cybersecurity is an issue that we need to address. That's why the government, when we came into government in 2010, put money into cybersecurity. It's why we are putting £2 billion into cybersecurity over the coming years and, of course, created the National Cybersecurity Centre.
Elsewhere on the campaign trail, Labour has pledged £37 billion of extra NHS funding by 2021, while the Liberal Democrats have promised to abolish the pay cap on the public sector, which could be worth as much as £780 for nurses and teachers. Essex police has started a fresh search for the body of a schoolgirl who was abducted and murdered almost 16 years ago. Danielle Jones, who was 15, was killed by her uncle, Stuart Campbell, in 2001. Moore's murderer, Ian Brady, has been urged to do the right thing and reveal where the last of his child victims is buried amid reports of his imminent death. The 79-year-old is reportedly receiving palliative care at Ashworth Hospital in Merseyside. And Malaysian customs have foiled an attempt to smuggle hundreds of the world's most endangered tortoises into the country from Madagascar. They were discovered in crates that were labelled as stones and are worth around £200,000. All 330 tortoises are alive. The weather is going to be wet this afternoon, plenty of cloud and rain. Also windy, especially in the north and west, with highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Two questions. One, yep. Were the tortoises asleep? Because you would just mistake them for stones. I mean, that could be a genuine mistake.
I don't think it was a genuine mistake.
And question number two, were you trying to sneak in some animals news there?
I mean, I successfully did. And I wasn't sneaking, I was brazen.
You was brazen, wasn't you?
Very hard to smuggle a crate.
Go on.
Oh, no, it's just
where
very
would you
big.
Put it? Where would you put it? Yeah. Can't exactly cover it in honey and
no.
Just neck it. Okay. Good. So, bonus news in 1 hour's time because of your slightly shorter bulletins.
Yeah.
You have to make up the time with the bonus news, and it's not animal news. You've blown that.
I've blown that. I think you've blown
it's
that.
It's mineral news.
Yeah.
It's mineral news, which you will be blowing in 1 hour's time.
Yeah.
And you've got some banal bucket list.
Yes, I want to watch the film Ghost.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, that's properly. I've never seen it either.
Ah. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, but I bet it's pretty banal. Have you seen it, Connie?
No, I don't watch films.
Maybe we should all like watch it together, ever. Or maybe we should
have
all just
evening.
Go home and.
It could be like your TV club at film club.
Yeah.
Watch Ghost.
Well, that tells me a lot about
it's
the last
Ghost,
time.
Is Ghost the one with the big ending where he's a ghost all along?
Yeah. Have you just ruined it for me?
That's the usual suspects, I think. Oh. Thanks for that suggestion for my TV club. And it also says a lot about the last time you listened to my Sunday show. We haven't done TV club
no,
for...
No, but I mean ages ago when
yeah,
you filmed
exactly
in...
Yeah, the last time you... Oh, right,
on John's show, you were doing TV club. Not last time, like times before.
Oh, I see.
But you did
so
do
you,
it once upon
you,
a
so
time.
So you never listened to my Sunday show?
No.
Victoria Paul, thanks very much indeed.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening. Julia Hartley Brewer. The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I swear I pressed it. Hi. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes until 4 o'clock. After that, it's business as usual, Sam Delaney. We've been talking about this skydiver. 101. Very impressive. We're wondering what's on your banal bucket list. Helen says, I just want to purge my Tupperware drawer.
Yeah,
that's a huge. Good one. That is a good one. That's good. Also, Sean says, why don't you... His ambition is to settle on one brand of socks that are not too tight or too loose around my calves. Good suggestion. I tried that thing where you just like, you go, right, I'm going to buy just 10 pairs of the same sock. But then like stray alien socks creep in there, man. And the next thing you know, because you sort of think, well, I won't have to pair them. I won't have to spend hours going, oh, where's the other light blue one? No, the lighter blue one. And all, no, they just creep in there. It just happens. There's nothing you can do.
I only have two different pairs of socks. Like, well, not two different types of pairs of socks.
Yeah, okay.
And it works pretty well for me.
Okay. Well, there you go, Sean. sorted it out there. Why don't we talk to CJ, who I think wants to talk about skydiving. Hi, CJ.
Hello, Jay. Glad to hear you on the radio again.
It's great to hear you. Are you actually skydiving at the moment? There's a lot of wind rush there.
Yeah. I'm on one of those little biplanes going over Manchester.
All right.
as you'd expect.
This guy, Verdun Hayes, he jumped from about 15,000 feet. How high are you now?
About a foot.
Over Manchester.
Give or take.
It's safe, health and safety, isn't it? You know, you got to consider that.
It's gone mad. Oh. Is that the alarm?
It is. It's all happening here. It's engines are going wrong, and that's actually Facebook in the background.
It sounds like you just stalled. I hate to break it to you.
Well, we've just landed, so.
Oh, fine. From a foot.
I've done my jump, so there we go.
That's the seatbelt sign. Yeah.
Yeah, you raised it. Raised 10p for charity, so...
That's good, 10p a foot. Yeah, that's what we were saying, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Are you pro... Have you ever been skydiving, really?
I haven't. And skydiving charity is a really stupid, stupid idea. It does my head in. It's an ego trip for people.
Interesting. Why do you say that?
You're going to raise money for charity. There's better ways to do it. I mean, when you do skydiving, I think the company that you use takes about £200 from what you raise to pay for the parachute.
Right. So you're saying people shouldn't pay for that parachute. If they're going to commit to this, they should just go without the parachute.
Exactly. They should just jump out it'll sort that ego out straight away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is a bit of a selfish thing to do, because skydiving is fun.
Well, that's the thing with a lot of these charity things, isn't it?
Well, we can do a skydive to help the skydivers charity, you know.
I see what you said. Well, I always get, you know, it doesn't happen quite so much now, but I think about sort of 10, 15 years ago, you'd get these sort of round-robin emails from people saying, guys, I am going to go walking all the way across Tibet... And I just need to raise £5,000, and it's all for charity. And it's like £20 of that goes to charity, and the rest of it just funds your holiday.
Because I've got this article in front of me about skydiving, and the amount of accidents that actually happens from people that are skydiving, it actually makes the NHS pay out more than it's actually being given to them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So go on, what?
Yeah, what are your numbers?
Yeah, hit me with some stats.
So say they raise about £200,000 for charity. About £300,000 is going to pay for people that have accidents.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's why the whole thing of skydiving is just, it's ridiculous. It's just an ego trip for people. It's not, they don't give a damn about the charity. They just want to look amazing and stroke their own egos. It's ridiculous.
Crikey.
You want to do something for charity, do something where you're not the centre of attention.
So, something that's tough, maybe, something that hurts in a way, or is it
exactly. Listen to the Paul Ross show, that is...
Come on, CJ.
What a thing to say.
How dare you.
I was thinking more like, you know, maybe I could set up a Just Giving page or something similar, saying, right, on Sunday, the 24th of June, I will jab a compass into the heel of my hand.
No, that's not safe. We can't encourage that.
No one should do that. I'm not encouraging that.
No, I think you should. It's a great idea. No. I will get that set up.
But no, please don't. this is quite interesting. So I've got this article. I think perhaps you kindly forwarded it. I don't know. But 1,500 people went skydiving for charity in Perthshire over 5 years from 1991 to 1995.
Oh, you got it, yeah.
And the first time jumpers had 163 injuries out of 1,500 people, 103 of them required hospitalisation. That's kind of terrifying. So you've got a 1 in 15 chance of ending up in a hospital if you're doing a skydive.
And that's going to cost more, isn't it? I mean, insurance people are going to have to pay out. The hospital bill's going to be paid out. Everything. So it's just...
And it says here, for every £1 raised for charity... which ironically were mostly health related, it cost the NHS about £13.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awful. Well, I'm going to pledge to not skydive.
Yeah.
Look, I've already made the NHS like. Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
that's,
guys.
That's
no,
really
no, is anything I
well
can do,
done,
guys.
Mate.
Hashtag blessed. CJ, I really appreciate you telling us about that. That's really interesting.
Correspondent, that's what I do.
Yeah, well, there you go. Have you ever done a thing for charity, CJ?
I do loads for charity. I do absolutely loads. I'm doing six shows in summer, one weekend after the other with about 30 bands. It's going to be a nightmare.
There's a hard sell. Honestly, it's going to be awful. Really, that's amazing.
It's tiring. It's really tiring.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
Bands are really, well, being mean, they can be quite...
Hard work.
Yeah. But we're doing it like Britain's Got Talent, so we've got, you know, buzzers and we get to judge them, so I will get my payback.
Yeah, just wire the buzzers up to a taser underneath the... No, don't do that.
The buzzers swear when you press them anyway.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Finally, CJ, before you go, we might as well ask you, if not skydiving, then what's on your banal bucket list?
I want to go on the radio with a ventriloquist act, to be honest. That'd be nice.
It's been done, hasn't it? It used to be done in the 50s.
The original ventriloquist.
Educating Archie, right?
Yep. And then as soon as he went on to television...
His career was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was so rubbish.
A bit like you, really, but...
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much. Nice to talk to you again. For one last time. No, I'm kidding. CJ, it's always lovely to talk to you. Thanks for joining
us
today.
Cheers, CJ.
It's fantastic. Thanks, CJ.
Coming up after the break, we've got All Over Datchet, I believe. And that's going to be great. It's throwing a spotlight on an area of Britain that doesn't always make the headlines. What area? Well, find out after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
MyCarMeter.com.
Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyCarMeter.com.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £20 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To the north of Birmingham, there's still severe delays because of the discovery of an unexploded World War II bomb underneath Spaghetti Junction. The slips on both sides of the M6 on and off the motorway are closed at Junction 6. The Aston Expressway in and out of the city is closed and Gravelly Hill A5127 is also closed. Through Keighley in West Yorkshire, the Skipton Road, the A629 is closed because of an oil spill. And there's reports of an incident on Hampshire's M271 causing southbound delays near Romsey. I'm Joanna Adams.
BT's biggest ever SIM sale is now on, with huge discounts for everyone and even bigger savings if you've got BT broadband at home. Whether you use a little or a lot of data, we've got a SIM for you, with savings of up to £108 a year. Plus, join online and you'll also get a free Amazon gift card worth up to £90. But hurry, BT's biggest ever SIM sale ends 1st of June, so visit bt.com/simonly now.
UK calls, text and data. Savings include £5 monthly discount for BT broadband homes. Excludes business. Compatible phone required, mainly in a locking. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you very much for your banal bucket list suggestions. We'll have some more of those in a bit. Also, after 3 o'clock, we've got News and Mongo. It's... the news poke battle top trumps, and we're doing hacks this time. We've still got Toppling Juncture to play, the Coinfall based quiz show. That's in about an hour's time. But right now, it's time for us to throw a spotlight on an area of Britain that doesn't always make it to the front pages, but we think still deserves some attention in a little feature that we like to call...
All Over Datchet!
All Over Datchet on Talk Radio. We're not all over Datchet today. In fact, we're all over Guernsey. We're going to be talking to James. He's a freelance reporter there. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for talking to us today.
No problem. I like the dramatic opening sequence.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to make it sound as newsy as possible, you know.
Well, exactly.
This is big stuff.
Well, exactly. It's the sort of earth-shattering sort of news that you need to keep the world ticking over, I'd say.
Exactly. No, so, well, tell us about Guernsey. Are you a native? What's it like as a patch?
As a patch, you have your good days and bad days. Like any sort of local news, you have times where it's really busy and you have lots of people calling in with stories that they have that they find important. And then you have other times where you're kind of scraping the barrel and there's not much about. But no, as a patch, it is great to work in. Guernsey is a brilliant place. I love it here.
Are you going through a purple patch?
We're going through a little bit of a purple patch, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd say so. Especially sporting-wise, actually. This time of year, in the summer,
yes,
we have... I don't know if you know about the rivalry between Guernsey and Jersey when it comes to sport.
I do. So well, I'm getting some sense of it now. Tell me about it.
So, basically, you've got your England and Scotland. You've got your England and Wales rivalries.
Yeah.
Well, Jersey and Guernsey, that is our England-Scotland when it comes to sport. It's a big rivalry, and we've had a lot of inter-island competition. So the Siam Cup is like our rugby tournament. The second oldest in history, behind one other. Do you know what it is?
Luton, St Albans. No, I don't know.
No, it's behind the Calcutta Cup, which is England versus Scotland.
Second really? Oldest,
which is a claim to fame for us, yeah. But Guernsey lost, which wasn't ideal.
Oh, dear.
So we'll move on from that one.
tell me about... how old is it, then? Because I don't know how old these things are.
It started in the 1920s, was the first one. 1920 is when it started, just after the First World War.
That's so it all kicked off then, didn't it? Because that was kind of when FIFA started and all of that. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the early 1900s were a busy time for sport, yeah.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
And everything else.
Another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
another
yes.
one started early on. The Marathi, which is football, Guernsey versus Jersey, which happened last weekend. Guernsey, we retained it.
Hey!
We won it back. That has been running since 1905.
Crikey.
Right, the 101st Marathi of the weekend. We won it, which was brilliant. Yeah.
What? How do they get these names like Marathi? Because that sounds quite exotic.
That's a beer, isn't it?
I thought it was a car.
It was an old it was an old cigarette company.
Oh, really?
Marathi. That's as far as I know. I saw some while I was on holiday in Bulgaria. I saw some Marathi cigarettes. I was like, oh, that's where the name must have come from.
Interesting.
And then I've got
is that a guess then?
Yeah, it's a guess. I think it is. Okay. But do you want one more?
I'm reading the copy from your coverage of this Marathi.
Yeah.
I just picked out the line, the 9-year-old was at his first Marathi. This isn't some smoking contest, is it?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
It's football, purely football, don't worry.
Good.
Nothing like that. It's all pretty up.
Yeah, some smoking drink.
Yeah.
We've just had it confirmed that it was named after the cigarettes.
Yeah. It was.
So, yeah, very good journalist. You're very intuitive.
Well, what? Thank you. We've kind of claimed it for ourselves, though, for the competition, excellent. Less so the smoking side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is probably for the best.
It's probably for the best. Maybe you could do, like, a sound-alike. You know, you call it, like, Murassi.
Murassi, kind of slightly change it to, like, Chinese whispers over the years.
Yeah, like...
slowly fade away, and we start right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about. good. So what's the... hang on, we're racing through these stories. What's the last... is this the last story now?
Yeah, the last story.
Tell us about this one.
Do you drive?
I do drive.
What do you find most annoying when driving around the lane back home?
Oh, those pensioners. Oh, no, I'm kidding. No. Well, you know, there's some quite ropey roads around my way.
Ropey?
Quite badly maintained, I would say.
Ah, well... funny you should say.
Oh, yeah.
Potholes is in our local news today.
Potholes?
Bloody potholes. People,
yeah.
And
you know
pensioners.
How it is.
Yeah, go on.
Potholes and pensioners. Yeah. Yeah, kidding pensioners. People are talking about potholes at the moment. They seem to think that potholes are on the rise in Guernsey.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the immigration policy for potholes in Guernsey? Would you like tighter border control on potholes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think potholes should be top of the agenda. You're driving along a nice country lane. Mm-hmm. You're just on your way somewhere, a soothing journey, and then bang.
Bang.
Your suspension takes a hit and you get hit by some pothole.
So they're saying potholes are on the rise. What are they attributing this growth in potholes in Guernsey?
I think lots of people have their own theories. I think trucks, big trucks, a lot of people say in our small roads, we don't have a motorway over here. It's all kind of smaller roads. We have a small dual carriageway, but that's about it. No motorways.
Yeah.
And lots of people say it's down to like the big trucks that come from the harbour and then they go to the supermarkets and things. And they say that these big trucks kind of...
Are these trucks, I'm assuming, sort of like Jersey, are they just laden with gold? I'm assuming, is Guernsey a tax haven like Jersey?
A tax haven? People call us a tax haven, but whether we're actually a tax haven, you know, is up for debate. But
isn't that the name of your port? Tax haven.
What tax haven?
Yeah. Like New Haven, you know, or Peace Haven.
It's our own little brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are quite often referred to as a tax haven, but I can assure you that I do, in fact, pay tax.
Okay.
I do pay tax.
Okay, I believe you. What sort of car do you drive, James?
I have an old school Renault Clio, banged out Renault Clio, which is struggling on its last legs.
Because of the potholes?
I wouldn't like to attribute it straight to potholes, no, but... Okay.
Well, I'm interested in this story because people are cross because of what's being used to fill the potholes. And apparently it's bars of gold. Sorry, that's wrong, sorry.
On a good day, if you're stood at the shore, they do wash up on a high tide.
Builder's rubble they're using.
Builder's rubble.
Is that right?
I didn't actually cover the story. I only heard it in the news today. I heard it in the news and I found it interesting because it's just so local.
Well, I'll tell you that apparently it's being used, builder's rubble is being used to fill in holes on, tell me if this means anything to you, Lancresse Common.
Lancresse.
All right, Lancresse, mate.
Lancresse. Yeah, we have our language is kind of like partly French. We have our own language, which not many people know.
Really?
Yeah, we've got Guernsey Patois.
Go on, hit me with some Guernsey Patois.
Let me hit you with a little bit. Chic de Vermovier.
What does that mean?
What do you want, my friend?
The gold.
You want our gold?
Yeah. How would you say the gold is buried under the shed?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know much. It's not taught in schools anymore, so it's only like old school people who generally know it. It's quite cool. It's quite a cool language, but not many people know it. So
that's very cool.
I'm afraid I can't tell you anything about gold in Guernsey French.
Okay, that's all right. I don't want
to let you down.
I don't know, you haven't. Anyway, apparently, people using Lancresse Common have found shards of glass, ceramics, and other pieces of refuse filling the potholes.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't go down well.
That would not go well, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
And soil and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, that's weird. Well, it's all kicking off in Guernsey, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah, but they're on it. I think they're on it. They were talking about it today, and they're on it. They're worried about cyclists falling in potholes as well. I'm sure it's being tackled.
Yeah, well, you don't want all those gold bars to bounce off the back of your pickup truck. I will leave this joke alone now. I'm sorry. James, it's been lovely to talk to you.
And you.
Thanks so much for shining a spotlight on Guernsey for us. Thanks very much. Was a good one, man. I had no idea there was Guernsey patois.
No, I never even heard of Guernsey. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Yeah. Before people say, who is this guy who's never even heard of Guernsey? Anyway, the big story really of the last few days has been the phone hacking, and not phone hacking, the computer hacking. Whereby the NHS software systems were hacked by some ransomware. Well, we've got some exclusive audio for you here on Talk Radio. We have been given some recordings of phone calls made to the National Emergency Hacking Hotline. I should warn you, these can be quite distressing to listen to. But here is one of the phone calls now made to the helpline. Here it is.
you for calling the National Emergency Hacking Helpline. If you have caught a virus off your computer, please press 1. If you are suffering from sticky keys, please press 2. If you want to speak to someone, please press 3.
National Emergency Hacking Helpline, hack may I help?
This is a warning.
Hello?
This is a warning from the newly established world order.
Okay.
We control you now. We have hacked every mainframe computer and we are standing by to take over the world.
Okay, can you tell me who you are, please?
For too long you have been immoral and corrupt. And we are waging war on you.
Sir, who are you?
My name is Terrorcleft, and I am part of the Lulz Alliance.
Okay, and how is that spelled? Sorry, Terrorcleft?
Numeric 3.
Yeah.
Like backwards Russian R, forwards R, capital R, numeric 4.
Numeric 4.
C, mm-hmm. L, numeric 3.
Yeah.
PH.
Yeah.
Double T.
Terrorcleft.
Terrorcleft.
Cleft.
Yeah.
So the P's silent.
Sorry, PH. PH.
Ah, okay. That's
great. We are about to take over the world. We have infected 1.8 billion computers with our virus, and we are going to activate it in the next 24 hours.
Okay. Are you anything to do with WannaCry?
I can't confirm or deny that. Anyway, what I'm going to say is there is an attack imminent within the next 24 hours, but it will probably be before 10 p.m. because Mummy won't let us have our computers in the bedroom.
Okay, did you just mention your mum, Zori?
No, shut up. Bye-bye.
Good. Obviously, quite distressing stuff. We'll have some more of that within the next hour. Final banal bucket list entry for this hour from Paul. He says, I quite like to take the train to Barrow-in-Furness. That's good. I've done that. It's quite an interesting story, kind of, maybe. Maybe I'll tell you after the news. You can text your banal bucket list entries to 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word.
We've got the news coming up.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage.
Join the conversation party
on your election station, Talk Radio.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days, like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5 foot close board fence panel for only £16.49 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Jay Gap in for John Holmes today. Sam Delaney's up from 4. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up, NHS cyber attack could have been prevented. A search for a murdered schoolgirl. And singer glad not to be Brexit girl at Eurovision.
Talk Radio.
NHS Digital has revealed that trusts were sent details of a potential IT security patch last month that would have protected them from hackers. One in five health trusts were crippled by the ransomware attack, which had 200,000 victims around the world. Dr. Robert Pritchard, the founder of cybersecurityexpert.com, has told Talk Radio how the patch would have worked.
Software companies will push out updates, fixes for these bugs, and that's what we call patches. They don't generally push out whole new versions of the software just to fix every small flaw. They push out what's called a patch, which just repairs the broken bit of code.
Police are searching for the body of a schoolgirl in garages in Essex 16 years after she disappeared. Daniel Jones's uncle was convicted of her murder, but her remains have never been found. Theresa May has promised the Tories would hugely expand workers' rights if they win the election. The Prime Minister says the new rights would include unpaid leave to care for relatives. Meanwhile, Labour is promising £37 billion in extra funding for the NHS by 2021. Here's Jeremy Corbyn.
The whole traditions of the Labour movement are about us doing things collectively, us looking after each other collectively. And our National Health Service is an example of that.
The Liberal Democrats say public workers, including nurses, would be £781 better off under its plan to scrap pay rise caps. Moore's murderer Ian Brady is reportedly close to dying. The Sun claims the 79-year-old is receiving palliative care at Ashworth Hospital on Merseyside. There are calls for sign language to be taught in schools. The National Deaf Children's Society wants it to be included in the curriculum to break down barriers. And Lucy Jones says she's relieved no one brought up the issue of Brexit at Eurovision. The former X Factor contestant achieved the UK's highest score in 8 years with 111 points, but Portugal won.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet this afternoon, also windy, especially in the north and west, highs of 18 degrees.
Did you watch the Eurovision there?
No.
Victoria? Well, that's killed that line of conversation, isn't it? Did you watch it there, Colin?
I did watch it a bit. I watched a large majority. I watched most of the performances. Mm. Missed the first couple.
I liked the winning song.
Did you?
I can't really remember it.
It's very plaintive and beautiful and stringy.
Can you speak Portuguese?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even a Portuguese accent.
I'm half Portuguese. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
Whatever! I'm sorry, we've got bonus news in half an hour.
Smooth.
Whatever. I don't care. You know, the point is, it's a cover show, you know? None of us
so
knew I was
going
to be here. What I'm saying is, anything I manage to say is a bonus.
Wow, okay.
That's the attitude I've been trying to engender in management here.
They should be grateful.
They should be grateful. Thank you, Victoria. Go and tell them that. Bonus news in half an hour. How's it coming along? Mineral news.
I've got a great top story.
Have you?
Yeah. It's really off the wall.
Do you want to tease it?
No.
Well, that's killed that line of conversation too. Let's get the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea return to Stamford Bridge this evening as Premier League champions. They host Watford after sealing the title with a 1-0 win at West Brom on Friday night. Boss Antonio Conte says his players deserve a lot of credit for trusting in his ways since he took over.
Every single manager can have a good idea of football, but if you haven't the availability of your players, it's impossible to reach this target.
One of Manchester City's 2014 Premier League title winners has retired. Argentina international Martin De Michelis, who's 36, played three seasons for City, helping them clinch the title during his first campaign. The club were League Cup winners that year as well. Finally, British tennis number three, Aliash Bedene and Kyle Edmund are in first round action at the Italian Open today. Heather Watson starts her campaign at the Slovakia Open. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. 100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Sandeline will be here at 4. In the meantime, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. Get what, John? We've been asking what's on your banal bucket list. This is because this 101-year-old guy, amazing guy, he's a D-Day hero, you know. His name is Verdun Hayes. At 101, he did skydiving. We've been trying to set our sights a bit lower than that, and on a physical and sort of just emotional level, really. Helen says on her banal bucket list, banal things to do before you die, I'd like to purge my Tupperware drawer. I did the same. I tried to do the same thing with Tupperwares with socks. Like, get rid of everything like that's not part of one system.
Buy all the same one.
One system, yeah. And then they just creep back in there. How does that happen? Is there some kind of weird...
It's takeaways, isn't
it? I don't know. Is it like the Tupperware inbreeding or something? Is there some genetic mutation happening in there? Is there a nuclear reactor next to my... Anyway, I went to Barrow Inverness.
Oh, yeah.
This is Paul said I'd like to take the train to Barrow Inverness. I went to a protest there. Ooh. This was in the glory days of CND back in the 80s, right, when I was a kid.
Okay.
And me and Mum and Dad went to this protest outside the Vickers Company in Barrow because they made bombs and stuff.
The Vickers Company?
Yeah.
What did the church say?
V-I-C-K.
Oh, sorry.
And it was standing outside the gates of this massive company making bombs that my dad observed that there was something rather beautiful about the fact that he was standing outside the gates protesting against the company of which his father and grandfather had been chairman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Had quite a good war, actually. Great-grandfather, Sir Charles. Who may or may not have had a dalliance with his daughter-in-law, we don't know. Am I oversharing my family history? Perhaps
yeah,
I am. Anyway, keep your banal bucket list suggestions coming in. Or any funny tales of incest. 87, no, please don't. 87222.
Starting text, message.
Yeah, like he said.
With the word talk.
Yeah, or you can tweet out talk radio.
Starting message with any word you'd like.
If you text, it's going to cost you 25p plus your standard network rate.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas going to the library comes out of your council tax, okay? It's time to play New Zemon Go!
New Zemon!
It's time for our emergency break glass radio feature in which myself and Con battle our New Zemon against each other for the prize of glory. We take a story from the news, from that we extract a general theme, and then Con and I choose our favourite piece of history within that theme, and we battle by category. It's simple, just think of top trumps and you're pretty much there. Today, in the news, Friday, in the news, but everyone's bored with the general election and not much else happened over the weekend, the cyber attack could have been prevented if only the hackers had chosen not to do it. So preventable. So the category today is hacks. Hacks.
Hacks.
Let the news day battle begin! Okay, so it's the battle of the hacks now in News Day Mon. It's hack vs hack. What hack have you chosen, Cornelius?
I have chosen the invisible weapon, Stuxnet. Stuxnet.
That's why you're doing that with your forearms crossed.
I was doing the X with my forearms.
Right, Stux.
Stuxnet!
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out what Stuxnet is directly.
Yes.
I have chosen the oldest hack in history, which took place, guess when?
Janet Street Porter.
That's a really good joke.
Cheers.
I'll
finish the feature there.
What do you think? Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What do you think? When do you think the first hack took place?
Well, surely computers would have had to be a thing, so I'm going to go the 90s.
1903. 1903.
Do you mean 2003?
No, I mean 1903.
What did they hack?
We'll find out as we do battle. So the way it works is just like Top Trumps, really. We each pick a category and we do battle on it, and there's two rounds, and... do you want to jump in there first?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So I'll explain what Stuxnet is. It's a malicious computer worm, as similar to the one which we've seen in the news, which was first identified in 2010, that targeted industrial computer systems and was responsible for causing substantial damage to Iran's nuclear program. Something your dad would have been happy about, Jake.
Perhaps he would. If I'd been listening, I'd be able to respond to that. But I was frantically reading up on my thing.
It damaged Iran's nuclear program.
Yeah, all right.
So that's pretty good, isn't it? You don't like nuclear things when you were 10.
No, I didn't. I see, right, it got you there. I'm so sorry.
That's so right. Sorry. Don't worry, mate. Yeah.
It's a cover show. It's very last minute.
My first category is going to be disguise.
Disguise?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the only way this malicious computer worm could have got into Iran's nuclear program is by a simple USB stick.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only way. It said it physically would have had to be inserted into a computer as part of the system.
That's extraordinary.
So, yeah. How does yours, and what is yours?
Okay, this is not going to do well on disguise.
Okay.
Here's what happened, right? It was one June afternoon in 1903, right? And at the Royal Institution, at their lecture theatre in London, John Ambrose Fleming, a physicist, was adjusting apparatus to receive the first ever wireless telegraph message from Marconi, who was 300 miles away.
Yes.
In Cornwall, right? Mm-hmm. And they're waiting for the signal to come through. But suddenly, ahead of schedule, a message starts coming through in Morse code. And it's not Marconi.
No.
And he's like the only other guy with one. And it turned out this other guy had hacked it. And he was just sending the word rats. Rats over and over again in Morse code. The thing is, to do that, he had a 300 foot high mast, which was kind of in plain sight. So I would say on the disguise front, it's quite a massive loss there.
I love that. I love the fact loss. The first ever telegram communication was the wrong number.
Yeah, it was good. So it was this guy called Masculine, and he did sort of like magic tricks with a stooge and stuff to sort of do wireless stuff. So he's interested in the technology, but basically, Marconi said that he had the super specific frequencies, and that was how it was untappable. But this guy just tapped it straight away. It was a 50-meter high radio mast, just by Porthcurno, on the cliffs west of Porthcurno. Anyway, my first category then,
yeah,
and the Battle of the Hacks is I'm going to go for SAS.
SAS.
I'm going to go for SAS, yeah, because he
you should have chosen Janet Street Porter then.
Yeah, I probably should have done. He actually after he'd started sending the word rats over and over again,
yeah,
he sent this poem via Morse code, which would take some time, right?
Yeah, I guess.
There was a young fellow of Italy, Marconi, who diddled the public quite prettily. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Sassy.
Is that as far as the poem got?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think he had RSI by the time he finished doing that. So.
Right.
So there you go. What have you got then for sass?
I don't think it's particularly sassy, Stuxnet. It very much got in there, remained undetected due to its rootkit component, which hides all the malicious files and processes, preventing detection. So, you know, it's more clinical than sass. There was no sort of cheek to it.
Okay.
You know, very serious in its nature.
You're right. There was nothing particularly spunky about that. It was actually just, doing an amazing sort of international job, I guess, high level of espionage. Fine. Okay, well, that's it for the first half. But as ever, we need some half-time analysis. So why don't we go over to News A Master himself, the one, the only, Jim White.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Well, I'm so glad to be here watching this News A Master battle today, not least because my computer has been hacked, so I'm unable to watch old reruns of Grange Hill on the internet. It's been a tremendous battle so far, especially considering as the two athletes haven't been in training and were called up because John Holmes couldn't be arsed to show up for work today. Jake's been really fierce with his attack, and you can clearly see Cornelius whimpering in the corner of the studio. He'll have to up his game if he wants a result. Let's see how the second half plays out.
Okay, thanks very much, Jim White. Actual Jim White. Let the second half begin. So it's the Battle of the Hacks. We've got Stuxnet versus the first ever hack in 1903 of Marconi's technology. And do you want to go first
again?
No,
you go first. I went first.
Perhaps I will. Perhaps I will. Perhaps I will. I'll go for insults to science. Because
why is that?
Well, because Marconi, he was pretty upset, and he wrote a letter to the Times along with Fleming, and he called the hack scientific hooliganism and an outrage against the traditions of the Royal Institution, and he asked the newspaper's readers to help him find the culprits.
Really?
Yeah, who's basically this sort of music hall showman.
Hmm. Did he get caught at the time, or is this like, was this later revealed in a memoir on his deathbed?
Funnily enough, it was kind of like a classic hacker thing. He ended up being recruited by a trading company to try and keep his system secure.
Very good, very good.
So there you go.
So yeah, insult to science. Well, I did very well at this because what Stuxnet did, the malicious computer worm, was make its way into Iran's nuclear program and managed to destroy a number of somethings. What is it? What are they called?
Pieces of research? Measurements?
No, it's these machines. It was
centrifuges.
Centrifuges, that's it. Yeah. So actual hardware. It managed to destroy actual hardware, which I think is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So my understanding of the Stuxnet virus is that what it would do would be it would give people a reading saying, oh, yeah, it's fine. These centrifuges are going at normal speed.
Yeah.
When actually it was speeding them up and then stopping them and speeding them up and then stopping them and stuff.
Yeah, so first it made the centrifuges spin dangerously fast for about 15 minutes before returning to normal speed. And then about a month later, it would slow them down for around 50 minutes. And then, so that's how it would work. And then it just kept doing that.
Amazing.
And basically over time, the strain of the speed changes played...
made them wear out.
Yeah, disintegrate, in fact.
Amazing. That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, so take that, science.
There you go. And it gave them false readings and stuff. All their data was wrong.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought, why am I helping you, you idiot? Right, very quickly then, what's your final category?
Countries affected, according to Wikipedia. It wasn't just Iran. It was Iran, Indonesia, India, Azerbaijan, the United States and Pakistan... And other countries.
And other countries.
So I'm going for six plus.
Six plus. All right. Well, I've got the Eastern Telegraph Company. They ended up hiring Maskelyne, this guy.
Yeah.
Because they were worried that he could have threatened Indonesia, India, Africa, South America and Australia.
South America's loads of countries.
Well, I was going to say that's five, but then you've got Africa and South America in there. So, you know.
That's still six plus, could easily be more than that.
I'm going to give the final say in this over to the other side of the glass. We've got Cass and Marta in there. Who do you feel in your heart was the winner of today's NewsAmon bonus competition?
I like the Telegraph one.
You like the Telegraph one?
Yeah.
My one?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you just saying that?
No, I like the Telegraph one.
Okay, cool. Well, it looks like I'm the one. I'm sorry, Cornelius.
I don't care.
Just well,
a radio
try and sound
feature.
Like it. Fine, that means
radio
I am
the
winner
of
today's NewsEmon!
NewsEmon!
Mate, that was really aggressive.
Good.
Really aggressive.
I didn't care.
Can we have a chat?
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Now at TradePoint, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre paint. See in store for even more deals at our decor-rated event. Trade on. TradePoint!
Clive, Winston Wolf, whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound has a lane closed on the exit slip road. That's due to emergency repairs at junction 26. Traffic is coping well. Elsewhere in Birmingham, the A38 Aston Expressway is closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there due to a police incident. That's between the A38 for Dartmouth Circus and the M6 for junction 6. And due to that, on the M6, both slip roads are closed due to that police incident in both directions at junction 6. And in Worcestershire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's on the M5 heading southbound between junction 5 and junction 6. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Say the end of the month comes rolling around, and it's been rather a quiet one on the old YouTubing front. But instead of getting to keep that lovely data that you paid for but didn't use, it just disappears. Say, that doesn't seem very fair. But say there was a new mobile company, one that rolls any unused data for you to use next month, next year, or even 3 years later. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky. Believe in better.
You can redeem your data in 1 gigabyte increments. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Verdun Hayes, 101 years old, he's skydove. And we're asking, what's on your bucket list that's a little bit more banal? We're also just talking about hacking. Karen, she shared her banal bucket list earlier. Hello again, Karen. She says, I hacked up some sick at the weekend. I hope that didn't interfere with the computers. It's funny you should mention that, because we were just talking to Martha and... Yeah, it's a funny story. Perhaps you should come and share with us later. But on a banal bucket list, we've got Pablo says, I need to prune my hedges and hedge my prune intake. Cat Kinosaur says, I'd like to master how to turn the telly off with the universal remote. Oh, that would be the dream. Sean says, that accumulated dust on the lower inset panel mouldings of the room side of the sitting room door has to go. Yeah, you spent too much time looking at that. You could just deal with that. Pete Smith says, my banal bucket list entry is, I would like to, before I die, watch a Bond film. Any Bond film. Thank you very much for that, Pete. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Although with only 8% left on my laptop battery, it remains to be seen whether I'll be able to read them out. But we'll figure it out. You could tweet me at Jake Yap, and then I'll get on my phone.
I can get them as well.
You can get them as well. We can all get them.
I bought my charger.
So it's me, Jake Yap, in for John Holmes today. A bit of a surprise. He's a bit poorly. He's fine. It's nothing like major or anything. It's just a lot of tissues involved. And we're wondering...
Well, it's suspicious,
well,
isn't
it? Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
Because as a senior member of staff here at Talk Radio...
Well, as our political editor.
Yeah, I was...
office political
editor. I was... Well, an investigation has, of course, been launched as to why John Holmes last minute couldn't come in today.
Because at Talk Radio, we are constantly striving to continue to deliver quality and service and value.
Absolutely. So what I've been doing is... researching potential events in John's area where he lives, of Kent, that are happening today.
That just happened to be happening today?
Yeah, on the one day he's taken off.
How interesting. Mm. Okay, well, this sounds like some interesting listening.
Well.
What happens to be going on in Kent on the one day John Holmes pulls a sickie?
Well, possibly. Only the antique and vintage market at the old school.
That is so him.
Yeah.
There's... Why didn't... Oh, I feel so stupid. Mm. Why didn't we see that one coming?
I know, and it's not just that.
What?
You know, I mean, you could imagine he's there, but there's also the Spanish Conversation Social Group happening... just so happening at somewhere called Peter Cushing. So
just happens to be happening.
Mm, yeah, you know, they're going to films, restaurants, Hispanic events in Kent, and meeting informally to learn and speak Spanish, which...
Yeah.
we know John could have got if he turned up here and speaking to the Tech Op Marta.
John, or of course, Hon, as he likes to be called in Kent. Hon Holmes.
It's not only that. He could be going to Creed's Cross, the Celtic Journey.
What's that?
Well, think the Galway Girl meets Mumford and Sons.
Hang on. I think I'm there.
A truly incredible evening of live music and dance.
Then again, what time does that start?
That does start at 7:30 this evening. But
is he in it? Maybe he's one of the, like...
Yeah, maybe he's rehearsing.
Is he on the fiddle? In a very literal sense.
We don't know if he's gone to monthly family golf afternoons at Portwood Golf Course. And that starts at one as well, so he definitely wouldn't have been able to make that.
Okay, John. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think it's flu.
Now, we finish at four, don't we?
We do this show. Yeah.
To get back to Kent for six for John.
That'd be tight. That would be very tight.
Yeah, and it just so happens at six tonight at Leeds Village Hall.
Yeah.
Not that Leeds. It's the puppy socialisation course.
Well, and John, has he been fully trained now?
It's hard to tell.
We've seen his little messages in the corner.
So
is he still doing? Did you put those pads down?
Yeah,
the puppy pads.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah,
there's lots of
very interesting.
The day I woke up singing Below 65 Gallery.
What is that?
That was this morning. I don't know. Let me just have a look. That's probably what he spent his morning doing.
Yeah,
it's the first exhibition of collages by Kent-based artist Adam Harrison.
Of course, it's Adam Harrison.
Just to give you an idea, probably something like Surreal Slices and that feeling of a smile forming.
If only we knew what that sensation feels like listening to this show.
Does John do Irish dance?
Does the Pope
do Irish dance?
Yeah.
Well, they could both be learning to at the Irish dance lessons at King's Hill, at the King's Hill Community Centre. That starts at 4:30, so he definitely wouldn't have made it back to that.
Why didn't we join the dots?
Yeah, see, so basically it's quite evident.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's just... No, it's interesting.
Mm.
It's very interesting. Okay, John, well, get well, John.
Enjoy your stand-up comedy workshop at Bernie's Chocolate Bar.
He could do with that one, though. Fair enough. Well, get well, John. And if you come back speaking Spanish and Irish jigging,
dancing,
we won't say a word. Your secret's safe with us. good. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Is he going to be back tomorrow? Does anybody know?
No word yet.
Dan says that on his banal bucket list, his ambition is to find that pair of reading glasses with the frames I liked, even though my prescription has moved on since they were issued. I know that feeling. Yeah, I did.
But you don't wear glasses.
I do. Like, for driving, I need glasses.
Okay.
So if you ever see me driving without glasses... Jump. Phone the police. it's like touch and go. I'm on the border, but just to be on the safe side.
You don't broadcast in glasses then?
No, I don't broadcast in glasses. Lots of things I don't do in glasses.
Okay.
But lots of things I do in goggles.
In goggles?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. That's a joke just for Martha by the looks of it. Matthew says, please don't let Corinne hear you promoting someone else's puppy classes. She will skin you. Okay, well, someone who's adroit at skinning shouldn't really be running puppy classes. that's my top tip, unless this is some sort of Cruella de Vil thing. Right. I'm excited because we've got the news and then the bonus news. So, kind of like eating our greens before our rice pudding. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
NHS Digital has confirmed health trusts were told about a security patch last month, which would have prevented Friday's cyber attack. There's still disruption at some hospitals because of malware, which blocked many computers. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it's encouraging there haven't been any further attempts to bring down systems.
According to our latest intelligence, we have not seen a second wave of attacks, and the level of criminal activity is at the lower end of the range that we had anticipated.
It comes as the health service has been the focus of general election campaigning, with Labour promising £37 billion in extra funding from 2021, while the Liberal Democrats say public workers, including nurses, would be £781 better off under its plan to scrap pay rise caps. Detectives are searching garages in Essex for the remains of a schoolgirl who disappeared 16 years ago. The team which originally investigated Danielle Jones's murder failed to act on a tip-off about the location in Thurrock. A woman has been attacked at a school on the Wirral. Police were called to Devonshire Park Primary in Tranmere to reports of a woman being assaulted with a knife as she walked back to her car. And former editor Kelvin McKenzie won't be returning to The Sun after a controversial column about an Everton player. Lawyers for Ross Barkley complained after he compared the footballer to a gorilla. The papers previously apologised for the remarks. The weather: outbreaks of rain mainly in the north and west tonight. Patchy elsewhere. Mild though, with lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's gradually going to turn dry and brighter in the northwest. Humid though in the southeast with highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. I enjoyed that. Now, I'd love to play. I would love to play you a bed for your bonus news.
Oh, good.
But I'm not going to.
What?
I've got 5% battery left on my laptop and I need to play out the music for our quiz in 15 minutes' time. Toppling juncture. It's...
Well, Marta's going to save the day. So...
She always saves. She saves the day like 50 times a day.
Yeah.
And then she gets into the back of a cab and it's a different story. Anyway...
Like a story and a half.
Yeah, but we... Yeah.
Someone's Uber rating is now blemished.
It's gone down a bit. Gone down a bit. Gone down. Tiny, tiny dip. Tiny, tiny little bit. Anyway, it's funny, you know, what life will throw up.
Oh,
so...
you...
Let's... What?
Should be ashamed.
What? You should be ashamed. You come in here with your attitude. It's disgusting.
Do you want me to
do
mineral
news? It's disgusting!
Do you want me to do mineral news? I don't have to put up with
Please,
being shouted at.
I'm sorry.
That's
having fun.
Really
I
unprofessional. I mean, that was not fun
you.
For me.
It wasn't fun for me. I don't
you,
know why
you
I
just
did.
Said you were having fun after shouting at me. When you just tried to shame one of your colleagues on air, and now you're trying to be mean to another one. I don't know what's got into you.
Do you want some chocolate?
Always.
Okay, let's do that. Shall we have the bonus news? Have you got something to play, Martha? Thanks. I love you.
Mineral news.
News. Is that it?
Mineral news.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a haunted house is for sale in Mineral Wells in Texas.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Well Googled.
So it's up for sale for around £97,000, but the current owner...
Did you say a haunted house?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to.
Awesome, sorry.
Haunted in inverted commas.
House in inverted commas.
No, it's actually a house.
Okay.
So the current owner, Phil Kirchhoff, claims as many as 9 different spirits live in the house. They call it
Phil
home.
Phil Kirchhoff?
Yeah.
But he's been dead for years.
Oh!
He died of the old place up there many years ago.
Apparently there are bars inside this house, which is a bit
spirits
weird.
Spirits and bars.
You know, like bars isn't on windows, but on the inside. And it may or may not have been a brothel at one point. But let's move on from that point. Because it's not just him who claims there's paranormal goings on there.
Yeah.
So estate agent Becky Foley says one of her clients felt literally nauseously ill and thought she was going to pass out before running out and refusing to go back inside. So, you know, all evidence of ghosts.
Marta, have you...
Yeah, what's going on? Have you seen a ghost? What's going on there? Is the spirits... Oh, did you have trouble with spirits at some point?
I'm just feeling a bit weird today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because... Have you had a lot of ectoplasm all down your front or anything?
No.
Did the spirits move inside you? I think so.
Potentially.
Potentially, yeah, potentially.
You can carry on.
Thanks very much.
Next story.
So it's for sale, that house?
Yeah.
That's quite cheap, 97 grand for a house.
It's haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like considering ghosts aren't a thing, that's definitely a good buy.
Yeah, because it's like house and staff for 97 grand. That's not bad, is it? Go on. Are you waiting for the music?
Okay, so a woman has found...
Yeah, go on.
A 2.65 carat uncut diamond she almost discarded as a piece of glass at a Arkansas State Park.
Arkansas.
It's Arkansas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Victoria Brosk from Tulsa...
It's Brosk. I'm kidding. I'm being an idiot. Carry on.
Visited Crater of Diamond State Park last week, and she picked it up near the entrance. And after going through the whole place for hours and hours, it was only when she got to the information centre she realised just how good a find it is.
That's amazing.
There's a picture. Oh, yeah. So there's a picture of the haunted house on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, but B-O-U-R-N-E.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a picture of the diamond she found on my Twitter page as well. It's a little brown one.
Brown diamonds.
Yeah, it's a brown diamond.
I used to do a routine about that.
I don't want to ask.
It was about excessive constipation. Carry on.
I thought it might be disgusting. So to put it in perspective, so an 8.52 carat diamond that was found in the same place 2 years ago was valued at $500,000 earlier this year. So it's not that big. It's maybe
still
a third
of
the
money.
Size, but
it's like
you
one
know.
And a half, £150,000.
Yeah.
So this lady went to a diamond park to find diamonds,
and then
on her way in, picked up a piece of glass and went, what the chances? Piece of glass here.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't till the end, after 2 hours, going, I haven't been able to find one bloody diamond.
Yeah. Diamond mine, glass mine, more light.
Yeah, and when she was complaining, going, this is all I found.
Yeah. TripAdvisor, 1 star, would not go again, just found this massive lump of glass.
Attached to a ring.
Yeah.
A golden ring.
It was very sparkly, to be fair, but the restaurant was rabbit. Carry on.
And finally, a celebrity hairdresser has advised people to wash their hair with mineral water. So
why?
Sam McKnight, who starred Princess Diana, Kate Moss and Madonna, says it's crucial for washing out hard water and helps to balance the pH of your scalp. And if you want more details, he says hard water contains high levels of calcium and magnesium, which can bond to the hair, make it brittle and dull. So there you go. Don't just use tap water. Get a few bottles of mineral water on the go.
So you're, just go on it with the Evian.
Yeah, or other brands of mineral water are available. Well,
I would say then Scottish people should have like really good hair. Generally,
maybe they do.
Because it's quite soft water generally in Scotland, isn't it? Which is like really bad for you to drink because it furs your arteries and stuff. But great hair.
And
swings and roundabouts.
The celebrities from Get Me Out, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, they wash under that waterfall, don't they?
They do.
And that must be mineral water.
That's got to be nice and minerally.
There you go.
Do you wash your hair in Badoit, Evian, Perrier?
I just use whatever comes out of my shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's nice.
What about you?
Me? Champagne.
Oh,
that's
really?
What I bathe in, so it's, I just do my hair at the same time.
Isn't that sticky?
Very sticky, and actually after a couple of hours really just stinks, just really
imagine.
just awful.
Do you ever, people think, he's acting so ludicrous because he's clearly drunk and actually you just had a shower,
it's just osmosis.
Champagne.
yeah it's just osmosis. I should stop it. I don't know why I do it, but we just get paid so much money here, it's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Thanks very much, Victoria. I was having fun with you earlier, and I think you're great.
Thanks.
Okay, more bonus news tomorrow. Fabulous. We've had a message from Lee on Twitter. Thanks very much, Lee. Have you seen this?
Yeah, don't read it out.
Okay, then. All I'll say is it involves the word maidenhead and John Holmes. Kate in Kingston. She was talking about her banal bucket list, and she says, my banal bucket list would include understanding the offside rule in football. Look, if you're on Twitter, you can see Lee's tweet, all right?
we just
can't broadcast Lee's tweet, all right? Just search for anyone, talk radio. Or Jake, yeah. So, yes, the offside rule in football. I have no idea.
Do you not?
Okay, here's my understanding of the offside rule in football and how it works, right? If someone passes the football to someone else, but it's gone past more than four people, and if they're not eating sandwiches and one of them's got a bucket and is like standing outside the pitch and there's a flag, if someone's got a flag with more than one colour on it,
yeah,
and a whistle,
yeah, the whistle's there, it's involved.
Is that right? If someone shouts,
a player can't pass the ball beyond the last defender to another player of their team.
No, it doesn't mean anything. My brain shut down. Literally, the minute you said defender there, it just went. I'm sorry. But thank you for trying. We'll try again tomorrow. John Holmes, hopefully we'll be here tomorrow. We've got 20 minutes before Sam Delaney's here with Drive Time. And in that time, we're going to play Toppling Juncture. It's the exciting coinfall-based quiz show that I don't know why this hasn't been picked up as a TV format yet, but there you go. You know those 2p machines? You put the 2p and it slides down the thing. It's a quiz with that as a mechanism. Why has no one picked up on it? I just don't know, but we'll be playing it after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Lately you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great, but only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh. Which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy-free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound has a lane closure on the exit slip road. That's due to emergency repairs at junction 26. Traffic is coping well. Elsewhere in Birmingham, the A38 Aston Expressway remains closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there, that's due to a police incident that's affecting you between the A38 for Dartmouth Circus and the M6 for junction 6. And due to this, on the M6, the slip roads are closed, and that's in both directions at junction 6. And in Worcestershire, we do have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's heading southbound on the M5 between junction 5 and junction 6. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Say you signed up to that beast of a 20-gig phone contract. Seemed a good idea at the time. But 6 months later, you're barely using any of it. And your contract means you're stuck paying for it month after month. Say it's not so. But say there was a new mobile company, one that gives you the freedom to change your mix of data, calls, and texts each and every month. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky. Believe in better.
Minimum term of 12 months. Upgrades effective immediately. Downgrades are effective from the following month. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
In the realms of the paranormal and conspiracy theories, the number 23 is a very important number, a magical, mystical number. Famed by the Illuminati, is it any coincidence 23 is a prime number, divisible only by itself and the number 1? Is it a coincidence that when he was shot by the FBI, John Dillinger shouted, 23, skidoo? I've got no idea, but the next Full Set Breakfast is 23 days till the general election. Join me and find out. Let's get mystical together, and I'll bring Howard Hughes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Get to turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And that's why you should never trust these people.
No, I won't.
Good. Hi there, it's Jake Yap, in for John Holmes for today. And we've been talking, obviously, about the hacking. The 200,000 computers, I think, worldwide have been affected. You know, has it affected you? Well, I don't know. But we've got an exclusive here at Talk Radio, which is the emergency helpline set up for victims of the hacking. We've been given access to some of the calls that have been put through. I should warn you before you listen to this, it is quite distressing. But here's an example of one of the phone calls put through to the emergency hacking helpline.
Thank you for calling the National Emergency Hacking Helpline. If someone has hacked off one of your limbs, please press 1. If someone has hacked off all your limbs, please bash the keyboard with your face. If you want to speak to someone, please press 3.
National Emergency Hacking Helpline, hacking I help.
Oh, yes. I've been reading about all this hacking business and that.
Sure. Is there anything wrong with your computer?
No, I don't. I don't have a computer or anything like that. I don't do that. Just thinking, when's it going to stop?
Yes.
You get hacking everything now, aren't they? They hack phones, they get hacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people hacking TVs now. I read about that as well.
Sure.
I'm just wondering, where is it going to end? They're going to hack my socks. That's not putting a smile on your face. Probably having a terrible day.
There you go. Just one example of the terrible things happening. It's time for this. So, for as long as my laptop battery holds out, it's time to clip clap play Toppling Juncture. This is a special thing that we do on cover shows for John Holmes. It's a quiz show, a topical quiz show based on those coin fall games where you put the 2p in the top and it falls down the thing and then goes along the slidey draw. I would make the point that this is a game played for absolutely no monetary gain or material. All you can win is our pathetic gratitude for having helped to fill in time until Sam Delaney arrives. Helping us to fill in that time today is Rob. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you, Jake?
Yes, very well. Thanks. Thanks for playing today. Do you follow Clip Clap? Do you follow Toppling Juncture very closely?
As closely as can be.
And what's your strategy? What's your strategy for today's game?
Just go all out. You know what? Say whatever's the first thing on my mind.
Absolutely brilliant. That's a great strategy. Okay, well, if you're ready, it's time to play. And here's your first question, Rob. What was named Best Drama Series at the BAFTAs 2017 yesterday? Was it A, The Crown, B, Happy Valley, or C, War and Peace?
I think that was Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. Let's find out if you're right.
Yeah.
You are right. Well done.
Brilliant.
That gives you a Toppling Juncture coin you can put into the Toppling Juncture coin fall machine. Now, there are 3 chutes, 1, 2, or 3. Which chute would you like to favour?
We'll go with the one closest to my age. 2, please.
2. Can we light up chute number 2, please? And have a look at the moving drawer with the coins on it and try and time it right. And when you're ready, say release the coin.
Release the coin.
There it goes. Down it goes. Okay, onto the first level. Will they push? Yes, down onto the second level, but will any coins actually drop at the bottom? Yay!
Clip clap!
Very strong opening, Rob.
Thank you.
I wish I could say the same for myself. Question number 2. What is causing ongoing disruption to the NHS over these last few days? Is it A, a cyber attack, B, swine flu, or C, traffic jams?
The answer to that one, I believe, is a cyber attack.
Okay, Rob, let's find out if you're right. You are right. Now, which chute do you want to go for this time? You did well with 2, but it's looking a bit sparse now. 1, 2, or 3?
Let's go for 1.
Can we light up chute number 1, please? And whenever you're ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Ooh. Bit hasty, I think. No. Yes.
I instantly regret this.
Oh. Oh, Rob. No. Bad luck. Let's press.
Yes! Good clap!
Amazing. That was lucky. That was very lucky.
That was planned.
Don't push it, Rob. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. Question number 3. Which animal has been in the news today after the discovery that their tusks are used to kill their prey? Crikey. Is it A, a walrus, B, an elephant, or C, a narwhal?
That one I really do not know. It would be a guess. And because I like the name of the word, let's go narwhal.
Narwhal. Let's find out if you're right. Yes!
Ooh.
It's literally a sentient kebab. Let's, well done. You've won yourself another coin to drop into our toppling juncture coin fall machine. Which shoot would you like to go for this time?
I'll go for number one, please.
Let's light up shoot number one, please. And in your own time, release the coin.
Wait for it, and release the coin.
There it goes. Ooh. Yes. Oh, for God's sake! Who put the redneck in the machine? Did you do the check for rednecks?
Well, where else?
They've got nothing to do. Well, they did Cotton Eye Joe in like 1996.
Yeah,
they've got nothing else to do. They've got to sleep
just
somewhere.
Sorry,
Cornelius. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry,
right.
I'm sorry about that. That counts as a wide. Question number four: which British sporting legend is celebrating their 30th birthday today? Is it A. Lewis Hamilton, B. Andy Murray, or C. David Beckham?
I think Beckham's a May baby. I think Hamilton's January. I certainly wouldn't call him a legend, but let's go for B. Andy Murray.
Let's find out if you're right. You are
yes,
right.
Yes.
He's turning 30, but looks 47. Andy Murray celebrating his happy birthday.
Doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't really. He's got
sounds about 68.
Careworn. He's very careworn, I think.
Yeah.
That's fair. You could say that.
Yeah.
Fine. Congratulations, you've got another mythical coin to drop into our fictitious machine. Which shoot would you like to illuminate?
Fictitious machine?
Machine.
Thank you. Let's go for number three, please.
Are you sure?
No, let's go for number two, please.
Are you sure?
Very much so.
Okay, can we light up shoot number two, please? If this pays off, because there's like two stacked on top of each other right on the edge, and if you can get them gone, I think you could be in for a big win this one. Whenever you're ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
Oh. Unlucky. I think a couple went like down the side in that bit you can't see. Yes!
Oh!
Good clap!
Clip clap!
Last minute. Only one, though. Could have been better. A win is a win, you know, especially if it's a prize of nothing. Okay, question number five for you. Which country won Eurovision in 2017? That's this year. Was it A, Portugal, B, Bulgaria, or C, Italy? I don't know why I did that. I hate myself for that.
No.
Literally hate myself. Sorry?
Yeah, that's all right. The answer's Portugal, but maybe Bulgaria should have possibly won it. I don't know. But Portugal.
Are you going to go for Portugal?
I am, yeah.
Let's find out if you're right. You are right. And so you have a coin to release now. Which shoot do you want to illuminate?
I'll go for the number one slot, please.
The number one slot. Okay, it's been good to you in the past. Can we light up shoot number one, please? And whenever you're ready.
I'm ready to release the coin.
And here it goes. And sliding down. Yeah. Oh! A duck now. A duck, Cornelius.
Yeah. Did you not want a duck in
there? No, of course I didn't want a duck in there. You could put...
Yes!
Yes! Well, that's a relief.
I think that's duck pushed it off.
Yeah. Okay, final question for you, Rob.
Okay.
Which pledge has Theresa May announced today in a bid to target Labour votes? Is it A, workers' rights, B, renationalising the railways, or C, cutting tuition fees?
I think it's workers' rights.
How confident are you feeling about this one, Rob?
I mean, I've heard bits and bobs about nationalising the railway. Yeah. I'm feeling maybe 62.3% confident.
62.3%, let's see if that 62.3% is right. It is
yes,
right!
Yes, of course.
Going out in style, Rob.
Yeah.
What am I today? Which shoot would you like to illuminate?
I'll go for the number two slot, please.
Going for number two, as we all will be. I'll light up shoot number two. Yeah. And whenever you're ready.
Release the coin.
There we go. Oh, what a sad way to end the show. Oh,
I'm blowing.
That is heartbreaking. That is absolutely heartbreaking. It
was! Yes! Clip,
yeah!
Clap!
Clip, clap!
I feel over the moon.
Yeah. I've got no audio coming out my lap. And there dies my laptop. What a shame. No climax. No big finale.
Clip, clap!
Clip, clap! Clip, clap! Okay, Rob, thanks very much for playing today.
Pleasure.
Well, the pleasure was all ours. Thank you very much indeed. If you'd like to play Toppling Juncture, well, you stand almost no chance whatsoever, because it's just something we do on cover shows, and hopefully John Holmes will be all well tomorrow and able to join us on the show tomorrow from 1 o'clock. Sam Delaney's here. All right, Sam.
Hi, gang.
Swinging in, looking very fancy. Look a bit like Dick Whittington in a weird way,
yeah.
You know?
A lot of people say that
bit
about
thigh
me.
Thigh slapping.
Yeah. They call me the Dick Whittington of talk radio. In fact, yeah. I want that incorporated into my new trail.
Who would be Widow Twanky?
You know the answer to that. Don't make me say it.
Okay. And who would be...
Oh, no. He's casting the full Christmas panto
now.
That's
a really bad idea. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah,
good weekend?
All right. Yeah, good weekend, good thanks. We are talking about cyber attacks. Scary, right?
Oh, well, scary.
When will there be a... I mean, I bet we're running off Windows 95 here. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't taken over the...
No, anonymous guys. That's not fair. It's the Amstrad PCWA 512. Yeah.
No, those anonymous guys, the scary anti-establishment people, they'll suddenly take over this stage. You'll hear, you are now listening to a truth broadcast. Something like that.
I have edited my voice so I can't be recognised.
Exactly.
Like that, yeah.
Exactly. They we'd be the soft target.
Yeah.
They'd take over this station, just start broadcasting truth, dropping truth bombs on our listenership.
Just to let you know, apparently our broadcast desk runs off Windows 98.
Well, there
funny,
you go.
Funny, because it's true.
Our message to the hackers is, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough. Yeah. Side note, you probably are hard enough.
Yes. Drop your friendly bombs.
They do that program where kids can learn coding now. I think you probably only need like one of those and you can probably get into our systems.
Yeah, a Raspberry Pi and you'd be
There's but a lace curtain in between them and our airwaves.
Yes.
So we'll be talking about that. And we've got a great guest. Her name's Katie Perrier, and she was the number 10's director of communications till very recently indeed. She was like the consigliere to Theresa May. She only recently left that post, not long before the election was called.
Oh, really?
And now she's on Talk Radio. She'll be joining me 5 till 6 with all the inside gossip.
Oh, fantastic.
I think she'll tell me literally anything.
Do you reckon?
You know, like usually press people in an organisation like this one or at a football club, the press people at football clubs very often it's like the press person's one who gets caught in the dead of night where you have to bury a body. So hopefully that's what Kate will have stories of for me between 5 and 6.
I'm going to see. Yeah, you've got an hour. Like just maybe, you know, just a couple of drinks, you know, just
get some drinks.
Yeah, can we get you in?
Dim the lights.
Yeah.
Turn on the old Dick Whittington charm, the famous Dick Whittington charm. She'll be putty in my hand. She'll admit stuff that didn't even happen.
Yes. Turn again, Delaney. Thanks very much indeed for your company this afternoon. We wish John Wells Holmes. Well, one of the two. Thanks very much. My name's Jake Gap. Join me on Sunday from 8 if you're around. Bye!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Your election station.
The tension, the turnout, the tears.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.